Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study mad fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your masters, slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy, who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it, however, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which has chosen that act grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Good evening. This is a True Grudge Racing channel. And I am True Grudge. This is Big Sean representing Rough Racing. And I am your host, my co-host, the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. Another great Thursday. We are here. We are here live on Thursday night. And let me give a shout out to my sponsors, Brother Leroy, the Clocks Off crew, the Motor City Mafia, the All Day, All Night, 1-800 Keep It Real show every day, all night. Off the Trailer by None. I've been saying them so long, I promise you. But you and you, I appreciate everybody. Some strange things going on in the grudge world, but nonetheless, we are here on Thursday night. Live and uncut. Let's see what we got going by way of announcement. This weekend, Iron is having his race Saturday, this Saturday, at 41. It's a lot going on. Y'all get out there and take a look. It should be pretty good. That's this Saturday at 41. Y'all make sure y'all go out there. Let's see. We got Vaughn, September the 4th at US 41. Right here, US 41. Should be a goodie. Mark y'all calendars. I'm giving y'all these dates. That's this Saturday. Then we got September the 4th. Then the stage, the big stage where the lights and cameras is on you. At all times, if you get on the stage, you will be in lights and cameras. September the 18th, we will be there. Mark your calendar. It should be good. Okay, then I'm gonna stop right there. I'm gonna give y'all August and September right now. August and September. So that's this weekend, Saturday. Then and a few weeks later, September the 4th. Then we got September the 17th and 18th. Friday night we're gonna do some test tune maybe. We're gonna try to do something Friday night. But Saturday the 18th, and I'm gonna hold it right there. We got a couple more. You know, drag is in October, but we gonna just give you August and September right now. And then we will go next month we'll start going into October. Man, we went down to Young Money. I know y'all done heard it already. We went down there to Young Money's race in Ohio. It was interesting. Chicago did they thing. We are up. 2-2 and Mike. They took care of business, of course. He looked pretty good down there. He looked real, real good. Tutu looked real, real good down there. Three Lug, they underestimated my man. I got so excited. I was on there talking about Westside. I was like, ho, wait a minute, Chicago. I had to check myself. You know what I mean? Because I had some people call me like, boy, yeah, you said Westside. I was like, ooh, I got beside myself for a second. But, man, it was good. Then we had Three Lug, 2-2, from Chicago, and then, yeah, just from Chicago. That was just my goodies, the Chicago. And then, the last but not least, Double D versus Little Tony. OMG. Double D. OMG. Unbelievable is all I can say. It was good. We had a good time, and hopefully we'll see them back on the 4th and on the 18th. It should be good. Some kind of rivalry, they say, going back and forth. So it should be good. Wait a minute. Let me go back to the board. Man, everybody under the sound of my voice, if you got a car, even if you ain't grudge racing, you just got it sitting there, it's running, I need you to come to this. The brothers at Grace Apostolic, they having a annual car, motorcycle, anything on wheels show. They shut the street down. I need y'all to come and bring y'all cars, motorcycles, vans, whatever y'all got, I need y'all to bring it. Come out and hang out with them for a little while. We'll be there probably from 11 to 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock they do the burnouts, and because they got the street shut down, it should be real good. So August the 28th, that's a Saturday, August 28th, from 11 to 4, if you got your car on the trailer, they got a place, you know, for you to put your trailers and get you a good spot, you know, bring your chairs. And come on out, August 28th, I'll make that again. If you got a car, motorcycle, you know somebody with one, I need y'all to come and fellowship with the brothers that day, just for a little while. We're going to have some fun. So August the 28th, bring your car, motorcycle, and whatever else you got. I want you to come out there and do a little fellowshipping with us. Let's see. Hold on. Let me go back to the board. All right. Come on with it, Mouse.
What up, Sam? I'm back.
Man, what's going on?
Back to
what
work,
is the
baby.
Word? Man, look at here. Don't talk about no work. I feel so old. I'm ready to retire. I promise I'm ready to retire. Unbelievable. Talk to me, man. It was real interesting. I know,
you know
a few people, they saw my live, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah,
I was sitting back up on that hill.
I was mad.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing. I didn't hear nothing about that race, and I was off. I sure would have went. Yes.
Oh, man. Man, look at here. Yeah, 2-2 went down there and killed them people, man. They They thought that they was going I don't know what they was thinking, but yeah, I had all the South Side. This is true. Grassroot. Yeah, he went down there. Him and Mike, they went down there, took care of the business. And Three Lug, couldn't get down the track all day, the 2 days in a row. Yeah, all right.
Uh-huh.
I said, man, look at here. They was over there barking, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we'll kill you, blah, blah. Yeah, you know how I go. Yeah, we'll run you. And then they tried to say something to Freddie. I was like, man, what is really going on, man? Y'all, I don't know. So all of a sudden, I seen Three Lug go from A to B. I said, oh, my goodness. Somebody dead. Somebody about to get – I know something about to happen. You know how you get – I said, oh, something definitely about to happen right now. Next thing I know, I see him down there on the bottom riding past. I said, where y'all going? Man, we locking them people in. I said, I knew it was coming. Knew it was coming. And what happened? Man, a victory. Next thing I know, man, Double D. What? They say Double D about to run Lil Tony. Tony giving him the break. I said, what? Lil Tony giving him the break. OMG. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. And what happened?
Yeah, I seen that.
Man, he killed Lil Tony, man. I said, oh, my goodness, grief. Yeah, man. So those three I know. I know, what was that, Friday, Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes and Black Quarantine. They raced Friday. Yeah. And Tony Bynes got away. So, yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting. I ate good and saw some racing, man. So I was all right. I was all right. It was pretty good. The weather was beautiful. So it was good.
Looked like a nice track.
Oh, man, beautiful track. Yeah. They need to get some bathrooms, but, I don't understand how a track that large don't have no damn bathroom. They got porta-potties everywhere, though, but I was like, what is going on? But the track, yeah, I love it, man. Just, it ain't a bad seat in the house. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, it is. It's nice. It is nice. And it's big, baby. You get the walking. Oh, my goodness. You know how what is that? 131. You know, it's big like that. Boy, you can't be walking around that place. You'll kill yourself walking. Man, I know me. I promise you, the best investment I ever made, ever in life, ever. Do you hear me, Mouse? Ever.
I hear you.
Was a golf cart. I promise you. Man, look here. Ain't nothing better on earth than a golf cart at the fucking track. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cuss? Yeah, I meant that. The fucking track. Yeah, it is. Man, look here. Oh, man. I said, what was I thinking? I know I wasn't thinking because,
get that.
Man, look here. I promise you, when you don't have it, it is the worst feeling ever not to have to be able to get around on or whatever. Oh, man, it is. I know one time, even after I got it, one time, I decided, I was like, well, man, I'm just going to go. We're going to go, and test. Man, I ain't going to need no golf cart. And I messed around, and I ain't take that golf cart. Mouse, I was furious at myself. I said, man, because it's a project. I keep trying to tell y'all, it's a project to go to the racetrack, man. You got to be loading the golf cart, loading your car, loading the truck. I mean, it's just a whole process. But I said this one day, I was like, I ain't going to do it. I just, I don't need it, man. I'll park right there where I can, I ain't going to, never again. Do you hear me? No way. But, yeah, ooh, baby, going there.
I'm going to try to get me, for next year, one of them smart cars.
Oh, man. Now, that's highfalutin. That's for you guys with money. I ain't, golf cart, man, please.
The, And you can
get a mini bike. At first, I wish I never would have got rid of the mini bike I had. I had a nice mini bike back in the day. Them boys had all had mini bikes, and I was like, man, they came up to the barbershop, and I had seen. I was like, oh my goodness, what is that? I got to have one of them, and I end up getting one. Unbelievable, man. But I end up selling it like a goofball, and regretted it ever since. I promise, because the boy that bought it, he came in the shop, and he was like, man, I got to have that. And he gave me more than I paid for it. He was like, oh, I'm going to give it to you right now. He went around to his house, came back with that money. I said, oh, go ahead. You sure can have it. But I regretted it afterwards. They tore that thing up. They're beautiful. They don't even make that. I don't even think they make it anymore. But, yeah, man, we had a good time, man. It was all right. Yeah. But. This is Lock In Thursday, just for all the callers that, you know, maybe they might be looking for somebody, and we will allot you, you know, the time that you're looking for, you know, if in fact you're looking for somebody, you know, we will allot you a few minutes to see if you can get the race off. I don't know how effective that is, you know, sometimes it is, but, you know, I'm just saying. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, they chiming in, Mouse. Wait a minute, let's see. You got anything else, Mouse? What you got? Rob was talking crazy about you earlier. I make sure I tell you. He say, you know, hey, Mouse, don't you better not leave Mouse on that show by himself because he ain't gonna know what to do. I said what?
Oh no, I am not the I know my role.
Man, that man said you better not. Don't call Mouse name ever again.
Put Rob on here. Give him the show.
Man, Rob ain't gonna do nothing. Rob ain't talking about nothing. He ain't talking about nothing. wait a minute. Let me see. Camp 18, your mic is open. How can I help you?
Yo, what's up, baby?
What up? What up, brother Steve?
Yes, sir. You better get that golf cart running there, boy. I'm saying you be dragging. You're dragging your feet down with no golf cart.
Man,
I wish I never sold mine.
Man, yeah, you got that right.
In my big Marty voice, them Airport Ones get to hurting your feet after a while.
Yeah, baby. Man, you ain't never lied. Let me see. Hold on. Kid, come on with it. Let me see.
Yeah, you holler about Lock In Thursday. They ain't locked in no race since over 2 months. You're going to have to change the name.
Well, we continuing on, brother Kid. All you can do is just try to see who's going to do what. That's all
you can
do. That's all you can do. That's all. Uh-oh. Lenny, your mic is open. Look at this. Unbelievable.
Hey, Brian, is Brian anywhere on the phone or his counterpart from Ground and Pound?
Brian, wait a minute. Let's see. Hold on.
Johnny.
Or Little Johnny?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Lil Johnny is Ground and Pound. Jeff, y'all on the mic? Press the one button. Let's see. Let me text. Brian probably on here. Brian, if you on here, press the one button. Let me see.
Oh, I got something before that. I like Shorty for Friday for 100.
Be quiet.
Oh.
Wait a minute, Ground and Pound. Let me text him. Call show. you about to start it. Man, it's going to be so crazy. Oh, man. I know it's going to come back up. I'm trying to keep it under wraps. Not under wraps, but I'm trying to keep it neat, Lenny. That's why I stopped you. Let me see. Okay, I just texted him. Let me see. If anybody from Ground and Pound is on the mic, press the one button. Lenny looking for you. Is that it, Lenny? Who else you looking for?
Yeah, that's about it right now.
That's it? Okay. Wait a minute. Let me see. Bro Lee, your mic is open.
Oh, shit.
The entourage is on this mic.
I like Shorty Friday for 100.
Call this young man.
Uh-oh. If y'all don't know, then y'all don't know. That's all I can say. But it's something going to happen Friday.
Yep.
If y'all don't know. Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. Flop, your mic is open.
I'm playing my part, champ.
Man, what Shorty got going on Friday, man? What Shorty got going on Friday?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Man, they going to Egypt. They supposed to be in Egypt Friday. Him and Camp 315, Akil. Yeah, they going to battle. They going to battle. If you don't know, then you just don't know. But they are going Friday. Unbelievable. I'm not gonna tell y'all where or when, but it's Friday. Oh my goodness! Since they didn't put me in the mix. Let me see.
Just tell them to tune in to True Grudge Radio. That's all they gotta do. When you go live.
Oh man! Unbelievable.
And tell them make your PayPal. And listen, tell them make your PayPal jingle. You are gonna stay on for all of it.
Oh man, that's what I should do. Yeah, y'all want it live and uncut. Yeah. I ain't even got PayPal. Just hit. Give me a love offering.
You got Zelle?
He is.
You got Zelle?
This is True Grudge.
Uh-oh. Somebody just said, tell Danny Lock. What that mean? Press the one button. Hold on. Tell Danny Lock. Lock what? Somebody just said, tell Lenny.
Why don't you tell who
Lock.
It is? And you can tell what it is.
Yeah. Don't stop hiding it.
Let me see.
Yeah,
hold on. That's Perm. Perm. I'll tell you who it is. That's Perm. He said, lock in 100 on what? Oh, I know. It must be. He must be betting with 315.
Yep.
Got to be.
Yep. Tell him send it to you.
Oh.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Uh-oh. Preacher boy, your mic is open.
Oh, no. Man, they say if you smoke weed, you can't catch it. He smoke all the time. He say he caught it.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
See. Hang him up. Hey.
Hang
hold
him
on.
Up. Hang him up.
Get him out of here.
Hello? Are you there?
I'm talking about smoking weed and shit. Get him out of here.
Hey, man.
Hello?
Hey.
Is he?
Man.
Hello?
Hey. Get him out of here.
Unbelievable.
Hey, man, this
OMG.
Fucked
you
up.
No, it's Sam's fault.
How is it my fault?
Not it.
Hey, who that in the background talking?
I'm trying
Your
to figure out. Hey, wait a minute. Let me see something. I just opened
that's
his mic. Is that on y'all mic or is that his?
Man, you know who you just opened, man. Stop.
I know I opened his mic, but I don't know who on this. I don't know if it was him or not. That's what I was trying to see.
It was him.
It was him. I don't even think he knew he was open. I called his name 2-3 times. So what y'all
one.
Got?
Hey, man, this is a family show. Hold on, man.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. Hey, Sam, Sam, it's going down in the DM tomorrow. It's going down in
man,
the DM.
Man, it's going. It's man, they're gonna be out there in Egypt, and man, the sand is gonna be everywhere. Uh oh. Come on, Gerald, your mic is open. Oh my goodness.
Hey, I got fish plates to sell $10 a piece.
Oh Lord.
Not the fish and spaghetti.
What you say, Gerald?
Hey, Sam. I got the DVD.
Huh?
The
you got Kool-Aid?
I'm race already. I'm selling. No, bootleg. I got a bootleg for the race tomorrow.
Oh, you got a bootleg version of it already. They know, you know already got it.
I already know what happened. I'm selling bootleg.
You already know? You going to tell everybody or you just going to sell the DVD?
No, you got to buy the DVD. You got DVD. You
got
to buy
oh,
the DVD.
Man. Look at that.
I got Kool-Aid.
Man.
I got it already.
Hey, Sam, you're not going to need a golf cart tomorrow.
No, I ain't going to need one tomorrow. No, you're right about that. It's going to be real quick and swift. Ain't going to be no whole lot of walking. Let's see.
Tell them make sure they make your Zelle jingle.
Unbelievable is all I can say.
Hey, man,
boy, y'all something else.
It's going to be a whole lot of walking, but it's going to be a whole lot of singing.
Where is they at? I know they somewhere on the mic. I know y'all on Rob, I know you on this mic. Wait a minute. Let me see.
Yeah, what?
Rob, I know you're on this mic. This is your opportunity. Man, come on with it.
Go get him out the bushes. Get him out the bushes.
Mario Andretti,
you over there? Take the bulldozer and then go get him out.
Man, they say they're going to kill y'all tomorrow. They say they're going to kill y'all. Deucey, where Deucey at? Deucey say he been with
them. They're all sitting in the barn at the Grove.
No, he ain't. Bob was trying to lock him in today for a hundred. All of a sudden, his reverse lights came on. He started bagging up.
What? Yeah. Who are you talking about?
Block was trying to lock Deucey in. That man, you heard. I hit that bulldozer sound when they bagging up, Sam. Hit
wait
that,
a minute. Flop was trying to lock who in? Deucey. With what?
Deucey. Yeah, 400. No,
oh,
but you know what's about to happen tomorrow. Hit the bagging up sound. Hit the bagging up sound.
Man, this is going to be a goodie. This is going to be a good one here. These people texting me talking about, man, tell them to lock in. He will see you there. That's what he said. He must have the location.
Yeah.
He has the location. He said he will see you there. Mm.
And guess what? I'm on my way home, baby. So this will be a good day. I'm on my way home, baby.
Bring man, I'm going to get off work early tomorrow. I'm going to get off work early.
Man, I am paying the highway down right now. I'm trying to get back to this motherfucker.
Man, I am telling you.
Yeah,
I'm
shouting the midget, baby.
Shit, I'm getting close out of the midget. I'm getting close though.
Yeah.
Right. Soon as I get in Tucky, I'm back.
Oh shit.
Flop. Where Flop go? Let me see.
Right here.
I'm all the way at the top of motherfucker.
So you betting with Camp 18? Is that what you saying? Let me see.
That's exactly right.
Oh, oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay. Man, do y'all want to try to get? Well, Lenny just said he betting with Carmela too. It might be some very interesting gamble going on. It might be some very interesting gamble.
See, they normally be first on the phone.
All I can tell you, goddamn the shit, I like the black one.
Oh, man. Ooh, wee. Mm.
So you good bet,
yeah, that's
going to
be a good.
I like the black one.
You like the black one?
I like the black how to win.
Oh,
like
my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Man,
well,
oh, man. I'm afraid.
Hey,
Shannon, I don't know what to do.
These regular cars is more exciting than a real race car. That one race is being told is more exciting than all these race cars. Now this here is going to pull me out the house.
Well, you know what? I like them all, but I think this just been brewing for so long. I think it's just it ain't the cars. It's just because of them.
It's the person.
I don't care what they race. It's just been brewing forever.
Well, it's only been brewing because they was brewing because I've been wanting to drink. I don't do no motherfucking brewing. I want a drink, motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness grief. Yeah, this one just been. I don't know which one is more
they
exciting.
Brewing.
I think this one. This
they
one,
been,
this is
hey,
good.
Hey,
Deucey
and
White Castle.
They been
if that
started.
Ever happens,
hey,
oh,
hey,
my
you
goodness.
Hey, Sam, you noticed it take them 2-3 years to raise me. Every 2-3 years, he wants to play.
Oh,
have you noticed
really?
That, like Sam?
Oh, really?
Come every 2 or 3 years, huh?
So he should have won all of them as long as it take him to race.
Oh,
he
my
picking
goodness.
Picking what he want to race. He should win.
OMG.
Don't
fuck around
and let me die about it. No
oh, my goodness.
You got his number. If he can't
oh,
win.
Fuck around. Let that motherfucker come and go, ring. That'll go happen.
Okay, let me see. Preacher boy, your mic is back open. You got people on your mic. Your mic is open. Hello?
Man, something wrong with you, Sham. You said it's open.
I don't know what they're doing. Like it's like they. I don't know if they even know that he. I don't know if he even pressed the one button. Oh man, y'all. There you go, Jeff. Your mic is open.
Hey, I just want to get on, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I want to get on the show. So.
Okay, hold on. They called your name earlier. Hold on.
Oh, somebody called my name? Somebody called me?
Yeah, they called your name. Lenny, there goes Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm here. Yes, sir.
Is y'all going to the track Saturday?
This Saturday?
Yes.
No. I'll be there. I'll be up at 1:31. It's coming up. And then after that, I'll be at Bond race. This side of here, I got shit to do.
All right, okay. Where Brian at?
Huh?
Where Brian at?
Brian is with me. He's
you know
not with me, but he's with me.
Is
what I'm saying. I speak.
Is he going to be at the racetrack Saturday?
Not this Saturday. What are you trying to do, Lenny? What you want to do?
I'm gonna beat y'all ass. I'm gonna take that note and drive up in y'all.
Damn. You know, you a sad ass loser. You know what I mean? You a sad loser. I thought we were bigger than that, bro. We get together when we gonna get together. We gonna get together when we get together. Right now.
Yes, hold on. I'm not a sad loser. I'm going to the track Saturday.
Okay, well we not.
That's
what
I'm
saying.
That's why when you said you wasn't gonna be there, I didn't say nothing else to you about little Johnny. Then I asked Brian, and then you said that he wasn't gonna be there, so I was quiet. Then you asked me what I wanted to do, and I just told you.
Okay, I appreciate that. You know what? But you know what? You got me at a rare moment. I'm on my motherfucking vacation, my staycation. I'm at home. I'm drinking, and I like to go off when I'm drinking. So, you know what, Carl, and I might make everything that you want happen this weekend, even though I got shit to do. But the fact of the matter is, for some free money, I don't give a fuck. All
right, this is what I'm going to do then if you make it happen. I'm going to run Brian first, and then I'm going to turn around and run y'all an hour and a half
what?
Later. I'm going to lock the races in.
So lock both of them in. Is what you're saying.
That's what I said.
Okay. So why you got to have Brian first? Come on, give me a little Johnny. Give me on out the way.
Brian whooped me first. Brian whooped me. He's slower than you, so I want to whoop the slower car first.
That's the fastest guy, to be honest.
All right, well, I want to whoop the fastest car first, then I'm going to whoop you next year.
Oh, okay. You know what?
I like the way you talk.
Shit.
I know.
I just like to gamble. Hey, don't forget, I still got game thing that's in my trailer.
Hey, Jeff, you're doing a lot of talking, but you ain't saying nothing.
I'm asking a question. I still got game bang in my trailer, too.
Gangbang is out my league, man.
Sir.
Do you and Brian want to do something Saturday or no? If not, then we can go on here and let them go on with the show, man. We got to wait
for
them over.
I can't speak for Brian, but I will not be there this weekend because I got prior shit that's going on. But following weekend, 1:31, September 4th. Which I'm going to go ahead on and stick my dick in Vine. Yes, sir. I did get that phone call, Vine. I know you got it. So, we're going to have a good time. How about that? So, if I'm not able to make it this weekend, trust me, we're going to engage, and I don't care.
That's fine, Jeff. I'm just trying to see when you was going to be at the track, man. I don't know how the rest of them days going to be with Steve. When Steve get off, then I have to go crazy when he off. So that's all I'm saying. I know he off. We going to the track Saturday, so I'm just trying to get some extra time.
All right, no problem. I understand.
The other days get closer, and he off work, then trust me, I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, shit, hey, we ain't got to do it on no event. We can pick a motherfucking weekday. I don't give a fuck. I get on work. I'm at work at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm at work, off work at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So, shit.
He gets up at 6 in the evening. He works 12 hours, man, 6 days.
Yeah, so, well, I work that shit. Me too.
The days he off, it'd be the days he's taking off, man. So, I'm just trying to get something going on for Saturday.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is, it don't have to be an event. I don't give a fuck about an event.
When Vaughn get closer, right, I hear you. And if he happen to take off one of them days and it ain't an event before, within the next couple of weeks or so, then, Jeff, I'll reach out to you.
Yes, sir, please. Please do that. Please do that. I'm ready all the time. Just sitting there doing push-ups.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, my car is ready, too. Mold stepping over, small block car. My car is ready. It's been down for 5 years, but it's ready, small block car, 28 on it. I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
I understand. It's cool.
All right.
I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to mute. Okay.
All right.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Anybody else? Unbelievable.
Ain't nobody else. Go on, hang up the show. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's almost that time.
I am Big Sam. This is True Grudge.
This is True Grudge, and I am True Grudge.
Damn, I always
tell y'all got?
Anybody else? You ready to hang
anybody
the
else?
Door? Anybody else?
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Off the trailer. Your mic is open.
You think you're getting your ass out of this early chair? You just sit down for it. You can jump up on my ass. You did.
What are you trying to do? Anybody
else?
What's
going
on? He killed me with that shit.
Man.
Anybody else?
Man, not nothing.
Man,
oh,
what's
my
going
goodness.
On? What y'all got going on? Ain't no events out.
Man,
they
talking about going
what,
over
what
and eating tomorrow and kill somebody. That's what they talking
about. Oh, I like that.
No.
Hey, who want the four-wheel drive grocery show truck?
Ooh-wee. There's a whole bunch of people that want that. There's a few people that want it.
I will be there.
The
off-road truck. I want the black car. You have to be up to race the Bat B. I ain't none of that cash app. I want mine in my hand.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
You see, when y'all got a race license, don't be jumping. It might be trying to bet him, you know.
Deucey, press the one button.
Come on, man. Here we go, man. Come on, man.
Why you want press the one button, Deucey? That's what I want you to do.
Because
I'm scared enough.
Go get him out the
any
pussy.
Other time, he'd be like, open my mic. Man, any other time, it'd be open my mic. This is your opportunity to shine.
He got that wild turkey in his mouth. He got that wild turkey in his mouth. He can't talk. Hey, Deucey. Come on, let's double up. I'm going to bring that charger with me tomorrow. What you want to do? About 500.
Oh, shit.
I'll bring that tomorrow. About 500. We ain't going to go crazy. And I'm going to drive it there.
Not Challenger versus Charger.
OMG.
In his photo.
Hey, Shane, you didn't have all the ingredients.
Man, heck yeah. My daughter took that junk out, was like, here you go. And I took it, I get halfway in the middle of it and figure out I ain't got everything. Yeah, okay. I just put that mess in there. What y'all say, F high turnout. We going to see something in a minute. Sure going to see something in a minute.
Sam, where everybody at the movies?
Man, it's a man. I wish you could just look at this. It's full. They just everybody sitting back. Everybody sitting back. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Gazillion. I really don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
That's not hard to understand. Weather gonna be nice Saturday, and everybody ducking the racetracks.
Oh, unbelievable. Uh-oh. Vaughn, your mic is open.
It's one down.
Hold on.
What up, y'all? Oh, baby.
Vaughn, it's
y'all.
Hey, kid,
we're trying to see something.
What
y'all on, man?
And these people trying to see what's going to happen tomorrow.
Everybody
trying to get their bet on.
I can't believe Rob. I'm trying to get my bet on too.
Oh, really?
Who you been with, Rob? Who you been with?
I've been with the cop.
Hey,
what the fuck is that?
Hey, Vaughn.
What car, Vaughn?
Ain't but one car.
What car you been with? Hold on, Sam. Could you let me handle him, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man.
Vaughn, what car you been with?
Y'all want to raise your easier, but you want me to tell you what car you come been with, huh?
What the fuck is you talking about?
Mm.
You told me. I thought you want to bet the other way. You want you trying to bet me earlier? I wanted to bet you on the show.
Man. I just be fucking with you, man. I bet you some dice or something, man. I've been on the car, man. I know if somebody betting on the fucking truck, I'm going to get some back out there. They might not be on the phone just yet. They going to be outside, though.
Shit, they was just talking shit on here. Shit, I thought. Oh, no, they scared to come off mute. Everybody that with the truck scared to come off mute.
Man, where's Deucey at? Deucey ain't come on this mic yet.
Man, you know Deucey ain't coming, man. Stop it, man.
They don't want to talk when the show being recorded.
Because they know they fucking come out the closet. The skeletons come out their fucking closet. They don't talk while we're on the show.
We come off the mute, Sam. That motherfucker charged the window over there. Get his ass down about 500 tomorrow.
Man, you got to be kidding me.
Shit, they're at the library.
You got to be kidding me.
Well,
y'all ain't got nothing. Everybody quiet. Don't nobody got nothing to say, huh?
Oh, look at him. Hey, Leon, get on the way out. He's trying to get out of here.
Sam, what time you going to start cooking the cake?
It's already in the oven right now. It's in there already.
Well,
I don't know what's going to happen, but it's in there.
I'll be by there in the morning.
Show Leo.
Man, I swear. You might not want this because I got to see what it's going to be like. It probably ain't going to be right. I'm just doing something. I went so far, and I figured out that I ain't have what I needed. And I was like, well. It's just going to have to do. Somebody eat it in this house. Somebody, they ever come by, they'll get some.
What, you ain't put enough eggs in the cake?
No, it was more than that. It was more than that.
You just mixed some flour and what's called it, baking soda together, huh? Went in.
That's
huh?
it. Yep, that's all I put in it.
It's some sugar.
That's it. They say it's so easy to make a cake. They say all you got to do is put some eggs and some butter and some eggs. All you got to do is put some butter and some eggs together.
Yeah,
I said, okay, well, everybody should make one then. Shit.
Hey, Sam, no need shit.
Oh, there you go.
I told you, Sam. No need shit, Sam.
Deucey, your mic is open.
Hey, give him a...
Give him a
thing, a wheat bread with some butter and sugar on it, and let me see them time bitches.
I swear. Uh-oh. Drag, your mic is open, too. Lord have mercy.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
What up, Drag?
What's going on?
What's going on, Mr. Oldsmobile?
What's going on there, Big Danny? Hey, tell me something about LeBron's race. I know it's Saturday, but is they racing tomorrow too?
No, not to my knowledge, it's Saturday. Hey, Miles, you know the about what's going on with the race?
You know, it's a mixed conversation
A small block shootout Friday, but I don't think they're having it this year. I didn't hear nothing about it.
Okay.
It's gonna be
Saturday, as far as I know.
Yeah, everything's Saturday, but I guess you can come in and test and for Friday night and stay there.
Okay.
Is my mic on?
Hey.
No, your mic ain't on. Your mic ain't on.
No, I'm asking a question, because you got one post that says it's gonna be at the Grove, and you got another post that says it's gonna be at 41. Which way is it gonna be?
What race are you talking about?
41.
Little Round race.
It's 41.
41 don't have enough accommodation to handle everybody, so they're going to have it at the Grove.
Oh, no, them two
different.
Now
no, that's two different races.
Race.
That's not the same race. It's two different races.
Different race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're thinking
okay.
of the big wheel race and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's this
okay,
weekend,
cool.
too?
No,
hey,
I don't think so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't
on the show to announce
his
race.
Mouse,
get him on, Mouse.
We
had
that story. Let me
see. Mouse, get him on, Mouse. Deucey. I mean, if I was starting a race, I'd be on the announce for my race.
Well, I got a race September 4th. Y'all want to lock in, Leon. You see me calling you. I ain't trying to race you, man. I was trying to talk to you about something else. You ain't got to be ducking my calls.
Hey,
what you want, Sam?
I missed it, Vaughn. And you called
T-Love,
called
P-Call.
My bad, dog. Ain't no love lost.
Damn. Well, now Vaughn talking real slick.
Hey,
I'm going to support you, Bob. And that's Bob. Just hold on, because I might got to be a nice lock in. So I'm saving. Just chill out, Bob.
I'm with you.
I want to know who got the skeletons in the closet. That's all the fuck I want to know. You got the what?
I heard somebody say, man, motherfuckers got skeletons in the closet. That's why they don't want to come off mute. Fuck that post, man.
If the shoe don't fit, don't wear it, motherfucker.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Hey, Deuce, is you coming out? You coming out tomorrow night?
Yes, I am.
What you riding in?
Yes.
I might pull up in a helicopter. I don't fucking know.
You're a poor ass guy. Oh, poor ass nigga, know damn well.
Oh,
man. Poor ass nigga, know damn well. Yeah, he'll pull up in a helicopter.
He don't pull up in a motherfucking helicopter. These niggas too much complain about some motherfucking gas.
Hey, Sam, why are you?
What'd you say, Deucey?
I ain't say nothing. That wasn't me.
No, that
oh, that
was
wasn't you. What'd
Ron,
they say? Who would they say?
Vaughn said he's about to call in.
Vaughn? Vaughn on the mic.
I said Ron.
Oh, Ron. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Ron. Ron, come in.
Okay.
Ron, come and promote his race. Y'all don't even know where it's at. Y'all just going to go to the road.
I just ordered three pistons yesterday. They just came today.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Can't believe this.
Hey, did you get flat tops or did you get domes?
It's always good to hang on the wall.
And then Deucey going shot.
Hey, man. Did Deucey say he just ordered three pistons?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, Deucey.
Hey,
I thought you only ordered two pistons. You only ordered two.
Yeah, I just ordered three pictures yesterday. They came today. Yeah. Now, Amazon. I went to Amazon.
Hey, Deucey, are they flat top pistons or dome pistons?
Hey, Charlie, you're a dumbass.
They flat top. They flat top, so I can put a lot of boost on it.
Unbelievable.
Who they made by?
Hey, it was just so shocking to me that I ordered them yesterday and they came today.
Hey, Duke, who they made by? Keith Black or they made by TRW?
They I get TRW.
Hey, Deucey. Do you know the person that's making the pistons? Do you know him personally?
Never met him in my life.
Hey, Deucey.
Never met him in my life.
Hey, Deucey.
Man,
Deucey.
Yeah, what up? What up, champ?
Hey,
who you been with tomorrow? Who you like?
Well, you know about me being a Dodge. I got a Dodge T-shirt, so I'm going with the Dodge.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yay.
Dodge winning right now, man.
Dodge is winning right now.
Yo, dear. Hey.
Hey, one was just winning a couple weeks ago until he got a hold of me and that Cadillac.
Hey, it's the first time for everything. Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Oh, happy
baby.
Day.
I need to go in here and check on this thing. Let's see.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sam, how you laying them?
I don't like neither one of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Sam, don't be like that because I don't be liking when your car go down the track. Don't be
you
like
better against me all the time. That's fine. I'm scared. I don't know. I really don't know.
Something wrong with you, but I'm, what do you mean I bet against you all the time? Well, if anything, I'm going to think you're going to lose.
I figure so. I just said I don't know who's gonna win. I really don't know. This a good one. This is a good one.
Your last
this
race,
is really
did you
a good
lose?
One right here.
Did you win or did you lose your last race? Did you win or did you lose?
I lost. Damn. My last. I think so.
Well, why I didn't get no deposit? Why I didn't get no motherfucking deposit since I bet against y'all? Why my bank account didn't get bigger?
Oh, man.
Who did you race if you don't mind me asking?
I don't even remember. I promise I don't remember. Not with that guy. With my group, my teammate, we just lost to C-Dub. That was the last one we just lost.
No, I'm talking about your Malibu.
Right. I don't remember who was my last race. I don't even remember.
Okay, so who you lose to C-Dub? What car you with? What car?
Okay. The photo.
Oh, the photo. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, though, you said I always bet against you. I'm just trying to see what's
No, that wasn't, on. Like, literally. I was just saying that. Don't. I wasn't saying that. That's just figuratively speaking. That's all.
Yeah, because I should be winning like a motherfucker. Exactly. I always bet against you.
Mm-hmm.
I should be winning pretty
mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I should be a loser, one, if you don't want a lot of shit. I know.
So what's the show about?
We don't have no topic. We don't have no topic tonight.
Oh.
Stop free balling.
Whoop
we your free ass. Balling. We free balling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just.
Okay. Freelance.
Just on here. We about to cut it off. Ain't nobody got nothing to talk about.
Hey, dude, when
you
going to
lock somebody
in? When
you
going to lock somebody
in?
Ooh.
So you going to talk about
it? Deucey, when you going to lock somebody in, though?
Shit, as soon as I win this money tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Man.
Oh, man. Come on, Deucey.
This
going
to
like
the boat.
That,
he going to the boat.
It must be.
Hey, can y'all handle the show right quick? I need to check on something. I'll be right back.
Man, that cake ain't fall. Your cake ain't fall.
Slam the front door.
And then go and take on the cake, goddammit.
Get that motherfucking cake didn't fall. Shit.
No.
He ain't got enough in there for that motherfucker to ride.
I think they're making that much cupcake, goddamn.
Hey, Deucey.
Yeah, what's poppin'?
I'm a calming you.
I like black.
You say what? You like the what?
I'm a calming you.
You ain't racing me, motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm racing the Dodge.
Huh,
yeah.
Yes,
God damn, man.
Yeah.
Y'all need to come up with a topic, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, give me a...
Who's the Tony Bands
get whooped with? Who we get whooped by?
So they just put it up on the no time page.
Who racing tomorrow, y'all?
Skin and
Kamala Harris, and I guess he called it Black Beauty.
Who is Black Beauty?
Akil
in the track out.
Brother and nephew.
How y'all run?
Head up. Out the back door.
Gonna run your Toyota head up?
Yeah.
Where y'all racing at?
Mexico.
Okay. Y'all running tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tomorrow
at
9
o'clock. Ain't no room for me to bet. Ain't no room for me to bet.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give it to Big. I'm going to give it to Mr. B.
All right.
Honey.
I'm back. What I miss? Ah. Ooh.
Did the cake rise or did it fall?
I'm about to post it on Facebook. It did something.
Oh, it didn't rise. We had a rise.
No, it rose. It did rise. It just, I don't know. We're going to see. I'm going to cut
that
it in a second.
That bitch exploded.
Man, y'all sound like this. If the cake don't rise.
Hey, how is Mississippi Joe doing anyway?
Shit, it's about
time for the gangster boo to return now. Shit, all them goddamn G-bodies on 28. Shit, all still on blast.
Who is that with all that noise?
I don't know, but whoever the fuck is, they need to climb out the thing.
Let me look for one. It's always a jackass that's got to be
extra. It's skin, man.
It don't make
skin.
No damn sense.
Boy, that ain't me. Get your goofy ass out of here, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's him. Now it's gone. You see what I'm saying?
Fuck out of here, man. Get your Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
I know what
you
need to have on your today's topic should be.
What's
what
that?
What shock is the best shocks for your race car?
What shock is the best shock for your race car?
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Me.
What brand shock?
Hey, you go. Hey, Deuce, don't start that shit.
That's a matter of opinion, ain't it?
Well, which one worked the best? Because we almost got it. It almost was a fight earlier. About the damn shock.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. What?
Yeah, them goddamn shocks, man. You better not say Viking or what the other motherfuckers they said.
I don't know.
Mongoose or some shit. Mongoose.
Yeah. They said them motherfuckers called 10,000 motherfuckers dollars. They got Ryan.
Man, them people.
Yeah, that motherfucker got Ryan riding. Goddamn, that
motherfucker.
Oh, man. It's going to be some furniture moving.
This motherfucker Deucey retired.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Sam, what can you get on your car, Sam?
Oh, I got some them competition three-ways on mine.
Hey, why don't you tell Sam what you said earlier?
The ones you buy autos on.
You said Sam can't get out his own way.
Sure can't.
No, I did not say that, Skin. I said, well, y'all
you said, what kind of shot Sam got? He always spinning down the track.
I said, y'all need to tell Sam about them shots because he can't get down no track.
There you go. Don't that sound like something what I said, Sam?
Yep, it was similar. He just tried to clean it up.
Yeah, it was similar like a motherfucker.
It was real similar.
Now.
Sam, so you said you got competition three ways. So maybe you should get competition two ways.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, Greg.
What kind of shock should I put on Kamala, Deuce?
Some what the motherfucker? Morosos? No, put some Monroes on that motherfucker. Put some Monroes on that bitch.
Oh, man. Not the gasmatic.
Hey, I'm going to put some ass shocks on that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
You know, I got air ride suspension.
Hey, who been on the gap?
Natalie, somebody said they were going to get gap.
For that.
I forgot.
You got to call Natalie
sure
for
said
that.
It.
Oh, yeah, they said I'm going to get gap. I ain't been there. I got nobody.
I'll be home, though.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, so where you at?
Unbelievable.
Okay.
I'll be home to see y'all tomorrow.
Hell yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You should see what, you know, what's the best stop that's out there that can help these guys, you know, get down.
What kind of shocks you got on your car,
radio.
Deucey? What kind you got?
I got a three-way, not competition. I got that other one. 2A1s. I got some 2A1s on that three-way.
You got the high-tech. That's high-tech compared to what I got. That's probably why you can get down the track. How fast you been getting down the track.
Deuce, my little old son with my old cut ball. Lock your ass in. Let's go. I want to try you. Just cause I heard your name. But I don't know if
they trying to try you with Deuce.
Yeah. You
man,
know,
who
the
fuck
is Justin Ground a Pound? Ground a Pound. Have a good time. Yeah, he had a good time this past
Goddamn, he had a goddamn good time. And I believe in him. So, lock your ass
in. Get him,
huh? With the more pure, hey, with the more competition product, that's what I got. Competition product from 30 years ago.
Okay, okay.
You know that, dude.
I'm listening. Ground for pound.
Ground and pound.
Oh, I thought he said ground for pound.
Little old Cully, fuck you up, Deuce. What's up?
Okay, so when are you going to be at the track?
When you want to go?
I need to see it, man.
It's a plain-ass colored streetcar. Trust me, it's a streetcar.
Let me see.
It's 4,000 pounds.
I'll be at that boy race on the 4.
Okay, cool.
Help me out with that. If you're going to be at Vaughn's race, I'm going to make sure my kid is there. My kid is having a great time, man. And I'm so proud of that boy. Shit.
I'm sorry to inform you, though. I'm going to make him not have a great time no more.
Man, Deucey on the road tonight. I swear.
Let me tell you something. He ain't got enough motherfucking bass in. So he sounds soft. So get your ass down.
Oh,
okay,
what you need me to do, Jeff? What you need me to burn him out or something?
What?
What you need me to do?
No, I just need you to set me up with who Deucey is. I know he a light-skinned, cute fella, looking like goddamn, he should be on Playboy back and forth.
Okay,
light-skinned, cute fella.
I'm going to help you out, Jim.
Get me?
I done heard everything.
Let me meet him.
Yeah, Sam, I done heard it all.
My grandmama said, don't show your teeth to everybody. He show every girl the teeth and the boys too.
He's going to be cheesing before and after.
I'm going to have a bigger smile on my face at the end.
Steve, you back.
Okay. So Jeff from Ground Pound Son with a
crown.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I believe my kids.
Man, gonna have his son beat you.
Okay.
Oh, man.
They say you start taming the kids first and then you get on the parents' ass.
Damn, man, that's gonna be fucked up if he beats your ass.
I'm gonna grab a hold to him. It ain't nothing but a little race. That's all.
I ain't rich. But we're trying to gamble. You know what I mean?
Go to the boat.
Man, you upset.
That's right.
You'll be happy.
Okay.
Hey, Money.
Okay.
Yeah. Your mic is open. I called you. I don't know if that was you or not.
Yeah, I was I was just listening to somebody called Deucey Beautiful, like that motherfucker off of Dave Chappelle.
Oh.
I was just
Money.
Unbelievable. Oh, man.
Damn, don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Pretty motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
That nigga look like Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. I ain't never like your ass no way, pretty motherfucker.
I ain't never like your pretty ass no way, pretty motherfucker.
Oh, man, I got to go. On. All right, man. I'm, hey, I'm going on mute, man. I'm on mute, man. Hey, Leon.
I ain't never liked your light skinned ass no way.
Oh, man.
Them motherfucking beans ready. Hey, Big Sam.
Sensei, your mic is open.
Oh,
man.
Only on Sham Show.
Hey, Big Sam.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's your love, Big Sam. Hold on. This
yeah,
your
what
love,
up,
Big
love?
Sam.
Uh-oh. What up, love?
Hey, what is going on?
Hey,
I want to say one thing. Whoever told my buddy that he didn't get my contract, he got my kind of motherfucking track. Where that little pussy motherfucker go back and told Peter all that bullshit, and I sent him a smack in their motherfucking mouth. He got my kind of track. Damn, dude, shit to my motherfucking car. He didn't stop all that fucking bullshit, sign bullshit around here. I don't like that bitch-ass shit. And tell him whoever did, I hope their mama pass out and die, bitch-ass nigga.
What they do?
Wait a minute. Okay.
Yo, did. I seen him working on it.
Yeah, he sure got you down that, Joker. Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you.
Appreciate that money I won.
Me too. I sure appreciate it.
Shit. I need a little more. Shit. Get it down there one more again. Shit.
I swear.
See there? I told you.
Somebody said something.
There's a lot of motherfuckers be talking for no fucking reason at all, man. It just makes a difference who did what. They always going back trying to get the brownie point telling the motherfuckers
something.
No.
This is
what Chicago did. I like what Three Lugs said. Them to suck his mama bloody pussy. I like that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I like that.
Hey. Well, it's
he
heard from the man himself.
Under the bus.
Puerto Rican Pete tuned the car and got it down the track. That's what's up. He took care of business. That's all I know. He whooped who he was racing. Show got down.
Man, where is Pine at? Only Pine out this ass on the guy. Where is Pine at?
Oh,
hell yeah.
Of
hate is
what?
Real, so protect your grill.
I want to know who went back and told Pete that bullshit. I'm curious.
I'm curious
like a motherfucker.
Oh,
Get him on here.
Oh, my goodness.
They won't say nothing. They won't come out the closet. Hey, Three Lugs was talking too aggressive. They scared to see something out.
That was just misinformation. See, that's what happened. People have misinformation, and they post stuff on Facebook or they tell somebody, and then it be the wrong information, and then it just like a whirlwind, it falls out of the sky. Unbelievable. Well, you see, it got back to the source, and he wanted to clarify all information. and he clarified it.
What happened at the Grove last week?
Ooh. Talking about one of the three little kid clowns.
Whoa. Huh? Oh. Wait a minute. What day was that?
Go to me.
Was it Thursday? Oh, wait a minute. No, I announced that. Yeah, that was during the show. I think that was during the show.
Yeah, that was during
the show. What happened? Refresh my memory. I didn't hear about
three
it.
Little beat the shit out of DD. Three little beat the shit out of DD.
Oh.
Yeah.
Close cast. Where is Double D at? Do anybody got information on Double D? That's what I want to talk to.
And Double D probably at home sleep. You know, Double D work early in the morning.
He sure do. Yes, he do. Yeah. I hope he don't call me at 7 o'clock in the morning. He good for that.
They said he was spinning around in the sandbox.
Oh, playing with all that money. Yeah, he might be in the sandbox playing. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Okay, y'all. I don't hear nothing. All I hear is about the static.
O'Reilly. Auto
Parts. Hey, Sam.
Huh?
They said it was a homicide up there.
Man, look at here. It was terrible. It was good, but it was terrible all at the same time. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Tyne and Skip, they just knew. They knew that they was going to whoop Three Lug. That's all I was going to say.
No. I'm talking about they said it was a homicide up there in Wisconsin.
Wait a minute. Huh? Oh, well, that was last week. Yeah.
I'm just saying they said it was an orange car like in Boys in the Hood. And somebody just hollered out, Junior! And it went off.
Oh, my goodness grief. Unbelievable.
Keep on fucking around.
Man, that's 2 weeks in a row.
Get on here now.
Oh, man, y'all better not. You know he'll come here, pop up on here.
I'm just saying that's what got sent across my desk.
Yeah, look at here. Unbelievable is all I can say. Ooh, look at that. Right there.
You know what?
Man, what is that static noise? Man, really? Oh, my God.
Somebody
dressed
the radio
they
on and the
call from one.
Man, what the fuck?
I don't understand it. I promise. Let me look. If I find it, I'm going to hang their ass up. That's what I'm going to do.
Then they say, goddamn it, then they said the same car was that goddamn at Ward 42. They said, Pine hollered out, that mobile, watch out. Same car.
Oh, man. I was standing there when they came over there, and they was like, man, what y'all want to do? I just shook my head. I said, well, wait a minute, hold it. What's really going on? What is really going on here?
Can I be honest?
Oh,
what's going on?
My goodness. Next thing you know.
Bishop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm asking a question. I don't know it to be true, but can I be honest?
Come on with
you. Okay. The thing is, you racing Avery. You racing Batman. Batman is a motherfucking small block, correct?
Yeah.
Three Lug is a big block.
Oh, shit.
So,
That's naturally. I'm gonna whoop a motherfucking goddamn small block all day long if I got a big block. Shit.
No,
so
not necessarily, Jeff. But not necessarily. But let me say this, Jeff. That's like I don't want to use nobody in particular, but that's that
well,
same
I
race that you're talking about.
So, yeah.
When
yeah.
the small block, that small block person come over there and he tell this big block person, you ain't nothing. I'm going to whoop your ass.
Oh, I got you. Enough said.
Oh, yeah. Now we got, clear.
Yep.
Yeah. That's,
yep.
yeah. That, there you
enough
go.
Said.
Now you, yeah.
Enough
now you understand.
Said.
Yeah. They
enough
came
said.
Over there aggressive, like, we going to kill y'all right now.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
what happened. No, it wasn't like
oh,
he went
no,
over there and
no,
said,
no,
nah. They came, they rode all the way over there and got in the midst of the Chicago area where they was parked at, and they came over there and said, we're going to whoop all y'all
West.
Over here.
I let it Midwest, goddamn, no doubt about it, goddamn, but goddamn, you know when it
yeah,
came.
They was real disrespectful. So,
okay, good, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what happened, now.
Thank you for straightening
yeah, no
out
problem.
Problems because I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah. I had to give you some clarification. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God
oh,
damn,
my
was
goodness.
Somebody put that seatbelt on?
Oh, that's me. Hold on, fella.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Anybody else? Y'all real quiet. Everybody real tender tonight besides Deucey.
Why
Deucey
you
came
always
on
talking
and...
about anybody else, man? Damn, you ready to go make
oh.
that cake? Shit.
Oh, look. No, it's already done. I pulled it out.
And then it was,
I pulled it
then
out.
It was a heavy hitter.
Hey, Sham, let me get some. Let me get some of this.
Man, I don't know if you want it. I promise I don't know. I when I cut it, I'll let you know. I got to cut it and see what it looks like.
Wait a minute. Why you don't know if I want it? Why you don't know if I want
no,
it?
No, because I didn't have everything to do what I need to do. I just, you know, mix something up
oh.
together. Just put it together.
Oh,
just
okay.
see what's gonna come out.
So you murking the goddamn cake? Yep. You bullshitting? Okay.
Yeah, I just you know, but it's probably you know. We gonna see.
Say,
yes, sir.
Hey,
come on, Sensei. Talk to me.
I try to stay out of mess, but I want to make a quick statement here.
Oh,
that's the third
okay.
time I've heard that. It's the third time I've heard it, and it needs some clarity and some correction. Listen,
oh.
man.
What did you hear?
All them. But check this out. If a Volkswagen come and ask you for a race, or you ask him for the race, no one got a pistol to your head making you accept it. Stop playing down
yeah, right.
diminishing three lugs win. The race was accepted. It didn't have to be accepted because
yeah.
people used to say, man, you got a big block, I got a small block. Stop it. They accepted the race on one condition and one condition only. They thought they could win.
Absolutely.
They
ain't no question, Sensei. They thought that they was going to kill three lugs. Absolutely.
No, I agree. I have no mind.
Trying to downplay three lugs win. He won by...
Oh, no. You can't... No.
They were chasing three lugs.
He didn't have the information, Sensei.
They were chasing three lugs for 2 days. They were chasing three lugs for 2 days. He said, as soon as
it's
I go down the track, down on y'all ass,
yeah.
I'm going. As soon as he went down the track, he said, get up there.
This is true.
Because this is the third time I've heard how he really shouldn't be bragging because it's a small block. It's a small
oh,
block.
Oh, no, that's a mess. That's misinformation.
Hey, Crowder, Lowrider, that was just a person with me. It wasn't no trouble.
Yeah.
I congratulate him for his win. The thing is, you know,
he got all bragging rights in the world.
Too much.
Shit, I got. Now, since you say that, Sensei,
shit.
Can I ask you a question?
Hey, I got to look at Mr. Meadem, goddamn it. Shit. I got to look at Mr. Meadem, goddamn it, with Lil Johnny.
That's true. Sensei, can I ask you a question?
Come on, man.
Since you said that, is there such a time that somebody shouldn't brag? in that same scenario, is there such a thing when you shouldn't, it's like, man, you supposed to whoop him. So all of a sudden, you know, you bragging, I'll whoop Jazz, but in essence, he's supposed to whoop him. Is there such a time when you ain't supposed to be bragging?
I don't care the scenario.
If you won the race, enjoy yourself, because they're going to enjoy when they whoop you, so it don't matter. Enjoy yourself when you win, they're going to enjoy when they whoop you.
It's like me, Sensei. I got a Buick. I race a Buick. And before I even come out, they already telling me if I run a Chevy, he's supposed to win. He doesn't supposed to win. Because if I challenge him, I think I'm going to win. Any win.
Did you understand my question, Sensei?
Exactly. And my answer to you is that any win, that's your win. The other guy did not have to accept it. Ain't no such thing as he's supposed to win. You can blow the tire. I can run Don Gollett. He can blow the tires up on the sideline. I win. I'm going to celebrate like I ran him the whole 13-20. Now, I may never run him again, but, man, check this out. If you take
okay,
the
race, wait. Let me see. See, okay, Sensei, check this out. Somebody got a for real race car, like a back. Well, let's just say a full chassis car, and
okay.
He talking crazy to this dude with a stock suspension car.
Okay.
And the full chassis car win. Is there
he
such
bragged.
A thing
he
as
should
man? You know
he should
you shouldn't
brag
be bragging.
To Kate. He should brag from Ken to Kate because the stock suspension car took the race. He thought he was gonna win it. He didn't take the race.
Okay, so it don't matter. That's what
hey,
I'm asking.
Since,
okay.
Hey, let me explain something to you. Hey, let me explain something to all y'all. Stock suspension cars
listen.
Go faster chassis cars now. You got small blocks that's bigger than big blocks now. Ain't no such thing as motor sizes and cars. Because all this shit out here is flying now is what you spent on them to make them get out on the track.
Oh,
hey,
Breach. Hey, at the end of the day, drag got the Oldsmobile. I'm coming out with the beer, hopefully soon. We know we're not supposed to mess with Big Fox Chevrolet. But if we grab hold of one, we think we can win. So if the Chevy whoop me, he should brag just as much as he did he ran a Chevrolet.
Okay.
Stop diminishing it. He earned the right to brag until you lose.
Okay.
But I keep saying you're not gonna take a race that you. I'm gonna run ball here for $5,000. I know I can't beat him. Why not just give him $5,000?
But sometimes, Sensei, I believe like in that same scenario that I said that stock suspension car, he just doing something. He might be just gambling. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if he just gambling with his money, they sell food and money soon depart. Let him go and depart.
Oh my goodness!
Say that again.
Hey, Sensei, it's a whole bunch of fools that gamble on. Come on now, that I don't agree with that, Sensei. Now, it's people gamble. You gamble. People gamble all the time.
It's just gambling.
Yeah, people gamble all the time. They be trying something. You know what I'm saying?
But if you take it, Sensei, now you're right in what you're saying, and I'm making light of it because of the situation, but let's get serious. If you taking stupid bets, that makes no sense to no one. Not even
wait. Hold. Now you said something. What's a stupid bet? What's a stupid bet, Sensei? What's a stupid bet?
A bet that you know within yourself you don't have a chance in hell of winning. That's how you feel.
Do people really take that kind of gamble? Somebody they just think that they ain't got no chance. I'm just gonna get his money away. I don't believe
every night and then you will find someone that would be like I have an uncle. My uncle would not bet on nothing but the underdog. He loves the underdog. That's just his gamble.
But he still think he gonna win, Sensei. He still think he gonna win.
Sam, you got people out here trying to make a name for themselves. Sam, you got some people
what?
That want to make a name for themselves.
You hoping?
Man,
you
got to be crazy. I just can't believe that. I can't believe
it. But you do know, Sensei. You do. Because here's watch this, Sensei. As soon as those riders show up, you go have some of these weak Chevrolets. Grab hold of me, trying to make a name for this end. It would be to whoop this old man and frown it back out. And I'm going to beat their brakes off of him.
He ain't lying, man.
You guys,
he ain't lying.
Oh man.
You get.
But
you
I'm just talking about what y'all just said. Ain't no way.
Right,
I know people that gamble. They just gambling. They gambling. There's nowhere in the world that they just think that they're gonna lose and still gamble their money. I can't conceptualize that thought process.
Some people do it though, since they really do. Some people do it.
Wow.
Some people try to bluff it.
Flop, you believe that flop?
Like,
I heard flop in the background. You believe that flop? Can I have another opinion?
Watch this here.
Let me see.
Okay, watch this. Let's say you sitting here, you at the poker table, and you got a pair of deuces in your hand. Law of averages says if I raise the bet, I got to have more than a pair of deuces, right? But you're going to bluff your way through. You're just going to keep on pushing. Some people will do that.
Yes.
Some will just take them chances. It's not a multitude like that, but some will actually take them chances. And I think that's what it's saying, actually popularized itself from a fool as money was soon to borrow.
Yes, sir.
Some people are fools with money. Some people are truly. I was a fool with money. Didn't care nothing about the money. That's why I got broke.
Man, y'all, can anybody else comment on that? I asked Flop to come and intercede for
me. That's why I'm broke now. And I'm going to go
just
for
can't see it.
Touche. Touche.
That's all I got to say.
Unbelievable.
If you think you're going to win, you're going to bet it.
The law, man. On the platter, everybody.
Get up there, nigga.
And it's all
the get up there. Get up there, nigga.
Hey, first of all these races we have in this, anyway, it's a 50-50 chance. You're either going to win or you're going to lose.
Don't
always have to win. Pastor Kai don't have to win.
You got a point there, preach.
You got to get in the ring to know how it turn out. If you ain't in the ring, it ain't shit. You know, if an underdog beat a motherfucking superhero, he the baddest motherfucker on earth. But if he lose, the first thing they say he's supposed to. That ain't the way shit go, man.
I heard, you know, they told me, preach. Every time I win a race, they tell me that shit went right. As soon as the shit beat me, they say that's one that's right. So it's just, it's just what you're going to deal with, man, in the game. Every time I got a win, he was right.
But you can't win sitting on the sideline.
You cannot. You can't sit on the sideline and win, man. You got to get in the ring to fight. Everybody can Monday morning quarterback. You got a quarterback on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. First thing I tell you. I wouldn't have did that. Well, I'd have did it different.
Exactly.
I'd have begged for this. You wouldn't have did shit because you're on the sideline. Half of y'all got cars and scared to come out and play. Take a chance. That's what you built this shit for.
Coach used to tell us when I was playing basketball as a young man. Coach used to tell us.
Have fun.
Everybody can play. No. My coach used to tell us. He said everybody can play a perfect game after the game is over. You play a perfect game after the game is over. Because you're looking at all the mistakes you made, you know you wouldn't do them then.
But the first thing a good coach tell you, but listen, the first thing a good coach tell you, he tell you, have fun.
Man, go out there. If you book the race, you book it because you thought you could win.
That's it. That's all. And have fun doing it.
Already.
You really think three little Galloway Thursday from DD didn't think he was going to win? Didn't even went to that track thinking he was gonna win. He didn't think that man was gonna get away from him. Freelug went there thinking he was gonna win. That's how the race got off. That one think he's not gonna win. He's gonna come with 1,000 more excuses not to turn that break loose.
It's coming. Now I'm gonna show y'all some good shit. Now just like y'all see Freelug right now, he on top of the world. A couple months ago, y'all didn't even understand Three Little why he fucking with that car. Now he done got it right. Now
sure
everybody
did.
On the bandwagon. When he couldn't get it
sure
right,
is.
Y'all was talking about him. Y'all was
isn't
talking about him.
How it go? Isn't that how it go?
See?
That's how the game is played.
That's them fat weather friends.
Ball head went out there and won six or seven.
That's
races.
My cousin. Cheated.
Soon as he lost the race, he hit my turn.
If you're going to be on the man team or be his friend, you're going to be with him when he up, man. You're going to be with him when he down.
That's what he gave me.
Show
hand. Hey, man, I saw it happen. This man won six or seven in a row. Man, lose one race.
Lost one race, and they talk about him.
No, Chicago turned.
Man, they got the fuck out the way.
I think me and his son, I was always about to call him and say, with him. Everybody left him, man. His old brother turned out.
Shit. He was stranded. They left him stranded.
Lost one race, man. One race. And I laugh at it, but this is why you hear him say you only as good as your last race.
Right.
In that boxing ring, the whole world was against Buster Douglas. Buster Douglas thought he could win. He didn't go in that ring thinking Mike Tyson was going to knock him out like he did everybody else. He thought he could win. I see a lot of guys go in the ring with Tyson. They had fear in their heart. You can see it in their face when they got in the ring. And they think they're going to win. Buster thought he could win. That's what I'm saying. Man lost one race. One. Now, let him go out there tomorrow. It's a deal breaker tomorrow. He win, everybody on the team. He lose. I knew it. But I could have told you. He didn't know me. Man, please, miss me with that Monday morning quarterback.
Man. No, Lil Rowdy will call a Monday morning tuner.
Man, I promise you, a quarterback would never throw an interception. Interception. If the game was played Sunday, he'd have to play to Monday. He would never throw an interception. That's all. It is what it is. Yeah, he was there. That man going to war, he going to war, thinking he going to win. You think a kid putting that money up thinking he going to lose? It's going to work that way. That's why I say don't diminish a man's win.
Man, you think, man,
crazy around here. Man, oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man. Unbelievable is all I can say.
I tell you that, goddamn it. The hate is real. It's fucked up, but it's just the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I just go with the territory.
That's it. It goes
pretty
with the territory.
Yeah,
this is how it goes, man.
They go together.
You win, you're a champ. You lose, you're a nobody.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, and it happens just not getting there.
Oh,
it's
happy
it's
day.
Man.
Where's Brother Lee at? Where's he at?
Man.
Hey,
man, nobody wants you when you're down and out.
Oh, happy day. Big money.
Hey, Sensei.
Yeah.
Sensei.
Yes, sir.
Sensei. You know the one they call Sponge, right? Vernon. Yo, Vernon. Show you how you only as good as your last race. Vernon Daddy told me one time, he said, D-Man, you gotta stop running these big black face, man. Like you got a race car, man. I said, all right, Big Lou. The very next race I won, he lost good. You know what he told me? He said, D-Man, you got a race car, man. See how quick things could change. You only as good as what you did last. I mean, just one race.
No, Leon.
They just told me, you think you got a race car, man. You can't run these big blocks like
yes.
that.
Yes.
We ain't won.
Oh, man, oh, man. Unbelievable. That's all I can say.
Hey, but that's how. But that's
you can
go, though.
You can't sleep, man. It's sleep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. All that shit.
Well, what else y'all got? Let me see. Who is this?
Oh, man. Probably too much.
Hey, Sham.
Really
anybody
else?
Don't take your ass to sleep. Don't take your ass to sleep, Sham. God damn.
Anybody
you gonna,
else?
You going to take the show over, Deucey?
You gonna take it over?
You're resting us off the motherfucking phone.
Yeah, you
man.
Might open
I'm just
up
saying,
everybody's
you gonna,
mic just let the show
I
go.
Don't want to sit here and listen at you breathe, Deucey. You ain't got nothing to say. Ain't no need to hold
hey,
on.
Man, hey, listen, just put your phone down and go on and make sure the motherfucking kid got ice on it.
Oh, man. How you going to tell
like
me no
dude,
put my phone
make sure
down?
Make sure they got some light icing on it. Don't wait, make it too thick. Light.
Unbelievable, man. Y'all, man, it's unbelievable.
Mike's on the cake, man. I got me some milk over here. Don't aspire to the 16th.
Oh, man. Ooh-wee. You got to put it in the freezer.
You got 3 days.
Just get a little slush on it. Just a little. A little, like a slight
you
slush.
You got the trick or drink a day. It's good.
Yeah, kid, that's what I'm talking about. Kid say, anybody else?
Show you right. Anybody else been with the Cherokee? Anybody else?
I'm back.
I ain't heard nobody else besides Deucey say he been with Camp 315. I'm trying to figure out something. I know it's more than that. I know that.
They
just ain't on here. They ain't on here right now. But I'm sure it's some folks trying to bet with them people. Yeah. Where is Rob at? I'm so surprised Rob didn't come on the mic tonight.
I know one guy. I guarantee that guy ain't going to be able to sleep tonight. He ain't going to be able to sleep tonight.
Man, I'm going to bed early so I can be tomorrow. I'm going to bed right now so I can be tomorrow.
You know you're not coming out.
Tomorrow about this time. You're going to see
drag on drawing with those movies.
Yeah, ain't lying.
Unbelievable.
All I can tell you this, Leon, I'm a veteran, so, you know, it ain't going to bother me as much. But a lot of guys ain't going to be asleep tonight.
Oh, man.
Sam.
That's all I can say. Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
Huh?
When you first started racing, how did you feel the night before the race?
It was different back then, Shorty, because it was like we was out just going out. It wasn't like no locked-in races or none of that for me. So it was, man, tomorrow night, I'm going out here to play. We're going to drive out here at the designated area. 11:30, I'm going outside to check the car, and then I'm going to, get in the car and drive over there for midnight. So it wasn't like it was different then.
I need to catch somebody that was locked in or just locked in.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's different.
I'll be
ready
full time. Man, that man can't even speak tonight. Hey, look, the lady trying to fill on him, trying to get some of that dick. He like, get off me. I can't fuck. Ain't do nothing tonight.
He
want no cake. His stomach hurt. He's gonna eat some cake and drink some of that milk. He gonna shit everywhere.
Hey Vic, your mic is open. How can we help you?
Sam.
Hey Sam.
I've been racing a long time, man. It hit everybody different.
Oh no, that's what I'm questioning. It surely does.
That motherfucker don't even want no cake. He don't want nothing to drink or nothing. His stomach hurting right now.
Oh, my goodness, great.
The closer it get, the more that motherfucker going to get to pounding. Poop.
It's going down tomorrow.
Motherfucker
get ready. It's going down tomorrow.
Vic, come on with it.
I'll be out there tomorrow.
It's going to be very aggressive. Huh?
Yeah,
hey, Seth, what team was you on in high school? What sport did you play?
Football. Played football when I was in high school.
Hey, that first motherfucking game that night before, you couldn't hardly sleep, could you?
Man, look at here. Excited.
Let's
keep it
real, man. I need to know.
Yeah, I said I was excited. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if it was a team that you know that y'all had to beat, how much did you see?
Well, you know, hey Shorty, everybody deal with pressure differently. You know, some people, it's hard. That pressure is
I know,
else.
But I just want to know how did you feel?
How did I feel? I felt pretty good myself. I felt pretty good.
Hey,
when somebody told you, man, that cake is good, you need to make us one, and then you made it and put your foot in the chip. How did you feel before they taste that motherfucker? Hey, did you say what you gonna say right now? I ain't really have all the ingredients, so I hope you enjoy it.
Man. Unbelievable.
See, man, I've been doing this shit so long, I can talk. That's why I talk this shit, man. It can't take it, man. And I get my ass whooped. I just got my ass whooped. But boy, that motherfucking pressure busting pipe. Man, that man squeezing his dick right now. He hope that motherfucker don't leak.
Oh, man,
ooh,
I know what's coming. Ooh-wee. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, no motherfucker saying to himself right now, damn, man. Tomorrow night around this time, boy, if that little motherfucker get away, good God.
Man, that's what hey, you heard Leon started that. Leon started saying something about tomorrow this time. Somebody going to do something.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Hey, man. Hey, Sam, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. See, I can't really say what I want to say because we're on a talk show. I can't really say it. I'll tell you on the back now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If I say it out loud, that's what these boys are trying to do.
Oh, man.
If I say it on this show, that's me, man. Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, here come your compadres now. Mr. President, your mic is open.
Don't ever think I quit you. I listen to you every week, baby. I just ain't saying that. Don't ever think I quit you. I just ain't got nothing to say.
Good God Almighty.
Oh, my goodness. Good evening, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sam, what position did you play in when you played football?
I played both ways, offensive tackle and defensive tackle, both ways.
So when you played, did you start?
I did.
Okay, so when you started and it came time to play, you felt pretty good, right?
Absolutely.
You was excited, like you said. But what about the man who normally come off the bench, but somebody got injured and they had to line up against you? How did he feel?
Nah.
Oh, shit.
It depends on the person, Mr. President. It depends on the person.
That's what I'm saying. See, it depends on the person.
Hey, did you hear what I said? Everybody, you know, is different. The pressure is different for everybody.
But Sam,
some people can't take it.
When they call off that bitch,
you
they got something to prove.
You didn't
they
have no
prove.
Pressure. You didn't have no pressure. You was ready to go in battle. The other person man, I didn't hear about you, man. I didn't watch the scouting report. Man,
dude gonna dunk it on my ass. Ooh, he gonna put me to sleep. Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. Man, when that light come on, my dick gonna start hurting.
Booyah! Oh,
man. Some people sit up there and say, man, I can't wait till tomorrow.
Hey, Sam, I promise you, it's gonna be like that slot machine when you're at the boat.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Sam.
Huh? Yeah.
All this time, I thought you played tennis.
I didn't play tennis. Man. That's too much. That was just too much.
Yeah.
With some football, yeah, I did play that. I certainly played that.
Yeah, well.
To answer that question.
Who was that? Was that Deucey asked that question? Was Deucey asked that question?
Ask what?
Was that Deucey? Did you? He thought you played tennis. Was that him saying
no,
that?
No, that was Flop. I thought it was Flop.
Oh, Flop. That wasn't Flop.
Yeah, that
no,
was Flop.
That was not me. No.
Oh, that
no,
wasn't
was
you.
Deucey.
Who was that?
I knew that wasn't Flop.
That wasn't me.
Man, that was Deucey.
Was it Deucey?
Ass,
oh,
man.
That was Deucey? Oh, okay.
That was Deucey.
Man, is that what I got to do to get you to come out the bushes, Flop? I called your name 2-3 times a little while ago, and your ass didn't say nothing.
I didn't want to entertain that.
You didn't want
to? Hey, Deucey, still up? Damn,
Deucey,
still
up? What's
up? Hey, Deucey.
What's up?
I was on the wrestling team, Deucey. I was on the wrestling team. I'm going to cross-face me a bitch. I'm gonna cross face.
Oh, that was Deucey.
They gonna think I hit him in the jaw.
Was it, hey Deucey? Was that you talking about? You thought I was playing tennis?
Yes.
Did you say that, Deucey?
Deucey, man, why don't you stop it?
Pretty motherfucker. That's why I ain't never liked your ass, no way.
Oh, man.
You're a cute motherfucker. Boy,
Sam couldn't be at home, man, because he don't even curse when he be in the house. That motherfucker's
man,
somewhere please. Else. He don't curse.
Everybody sleep. I'm downstairs in the office. Everybody up. They sleep upstairs. They upstairs.
Oh, shit. Well, you
damn,
you
got
it.
An
you
office
get it,
in
not
your...
new...
You got an office in your motherfucking house?
Uh-huh. It's like
yeah,
a closet.
That motherfucker look nice, too. That motherfucker look nice, too, Deucey.
It's like a closet, Deucey. Yeah, it's a closet.
Look good now.
I just call it an office.
Okay. That motherfucker look good now.
Deucey.
1-800. He don't do his house no justice. When you see him, you think he don't got no nice house. That motherfucker nice, too. But when you see him with that old-ass T-shirt, you be like, man, that house is nice. T-shirt.
Boy, shut up. Oh, my God.
Hey, dude, I went in that motherfucker. I said, come on, Sam, man. I take my shoes off. Said, no.
Oh, my God.
Man, I don't even want to walk in here, man.
You got no lips because you ain't going to be saying shit.
I done beat his ass so many times, I need to get fucked up. So just bet the other way, motherfucker. I need to get fucked up. Yeah, I know you're going with the odds. Don't fuck around it, man.
Deucey, ain't he gambling with his money. He got house money. He still got the house money. Don't he?
Yo, Deucey. Yo, Deucey.
Nah.
Huh? Oh, that don't
hey,
count.
Sam, I just blowed a motherfucker ass
count.
Out last week. Sam, I just blowed a motherfucker ass out on New Jody last week.
You say he got house money. What do you mean he got some of
the money?
No, I'm
saying he raced
money?
Them before. And
right. Yeah, but they only raced for, what, $2,000?
No.
Hold on. What did you say,
Lucy? I said, how much did y'all race for last time? $2,000?
$3,000. The last race was $3,000. The two races before that, one was $1,600, one was $1,400. If you just must know. And it took 6 years to do all that. Took a long time. Get that little $6,000 out that little boy. I ain't gonna lie to you now. I don't tell you no lie. That shit was spent 15 million times. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't lie to you now. Yeah. Yeah, I blow that little old ass out. I blow that little ass out.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I blow. Who the fuck is that with the background on?
I don't know. I'm about
hey,
to get Deucey. Him. I'm going to get him.
Hey, yeah. Deucey. I blew his ass out so bad. Leon got a film of the man, but the man's pants was in his ass, man. I blew that ass out so motherfucking bad. His pants was in his ass. He was switching. Leon said,
wait,
man, what the fuck is wrong with him? So guess what? I might as well talk my shit now. In case he blow my ass out, he talk all the fuck he want. I don't give a fuck what he talking about. That shit don't move me. But don't fuck around and let me win, Deucey. Ooh-wee. You ain't gonna be able to come on the Sham Show next week, Deucey.
Why won't they come?
Because I'm on your ass. I'm at your motherfucking ass, boy.
Okay.
At your ass. I fuck around, get away now. You better not come on the show. See, I'm still
man,
come on.
Hey,
know.
man. Listen, man. It ain't nothing but some paper with some ink on it.
Okay, well, then act like it, nigga. Stop talking slick. Talking about I'm going to this and I'm going to do this. Nigga. I'm coming on the show now. You ain't never known me. Goddamn, don't come on the show. Hey, call me at 6 in the morning like you've been doing. win or lose.
Hey, Deucey, you gambling, right? Why you didn't come on and try to get some gambles tonight? Because they was trying to get some gambles tonight. Why you didn't come get some gambles?
No, I don't want to bet, man.
We got to put that together like peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, well, I mean, even if you had to do that, you could have, you know, set it up where, okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Sam, teach me how to get a baby over the telephone, motherfucker. Don't teach me how to place my bets, motherfucker.
I'm not trying to teach you how to place a bet. I said you could, set something up, somebody that you might not have seen. And they could just be like, I'm interested. I'll see you tomorrow. So now you're looking for him.
I would see them tomorrow.
You ain't talking about nothing, Deucey. Okay, just say that.
God damn it.
Okay.
You just make sure you be out there with a full battery.
Okay. I'm going to show, try to. I'm going to have my offering plate.
Deucey don't want to gamble because he know he can gamble me.
Damn,
man, what
he know I'm gonna pay.
Man. What you been on punishment?
Nah, I just don't be talking when I ain't got nothing to talk about.
Okay.
But this I can talk about because I can do this. I can do some gambling right now.
Okay.
Hey, I don't talk about your car. I don't talk about mine because I ain't got nothing to do nothing with. So I don't talk about that. I just listen.
Oh, okay.
I see who be making sense and who don't. And then that's who I learn who I want to talk with and not talk with. That's all.
Mm. So, Mr. President, what you saying, sometimes you listen and some people, they be talking and they don't really be making sense. Is that what you saying?
And I don't tell them sometimes that they ain't making sense because other people tell them. I just listen. So then when I see them and they say they want to gamble or do this or that, I say, no, because you like to argue and fight too much. I don't want to do that. Or no, you like to nig on your beds. No, I don't want to do that.
So I
do a lot of study. You got 2 ears and 1 mouth. So that was.
This is true. Everybody
so when,
don't understand
so when
that
I do
concept.
Say something, I got something to say.
What you say?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sam, put a little icing on that cake after that. Sam,
you're preaching to the choir. Let me go ahead and see if I got some icing to put.
I didn't want to taste it.
I
got to
see if it's going to be right. I ain't going to waste no icing on this junk and it ain't going
to
be right. It ain't going to be satisfactory.
I hope it ain't right to you. You hit to me. Motherfucker, I make it right.
I'm going to throw that shit in the garbage if it ain't right. That's going in the garbage.
Man, you going to throw some shit in the garbage and I'll see it. Let me
But it might not be right to you. It might be right to one of your other compadres.
Might be, see, your taste buds might be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Anything could happen. You could go to cold.
No,
cold
no. They not
might
messed
not
up.
Like you.
Trust me.
No,
I
you don't know
it.
What they
not.
Is. You might have been, brush your tongue this morning and shit don't taste right. Shit. You might have just jumped yourself up or something. I don't know. Who the fuck know what you just ate in your mouth?
Unbelievable.
Who might know what you just did? I mean, somebody know what you just did.
Unbelievable.
You might just drunk some Mike's hard lemonade or some shit. I don't know what the fuck you was doing.
Oh, man.
You might just ate some shrimp and shit. Now you got a bad taste in your mouth. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Now you trying to take this motherfucking cake. This motherfucking ice. I like that.
Unbelievable.
Clear ice. I didn't want it clear. I wanted to smell like lemon.
Oh, man. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Do anybody else got anything? Oh, man. I just can't believe they just sitting here listening. I appreciate y'all listening, though. I really do. I ain't going to lie. I appreciate y'all. Good evening.
Yeah,
off the trailer.
Cam, if they just stand there and listen, Cam, you know what to do. They can go in and out. Make sure you have to go in.
Goddamn, Leon.
Ain't
nobody.
But Leon, everybody shouldn't talk all the time.
Everybody can't talk at one time.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
Everybody
this is your opportunity to say something now.
Y'all,
some people, they might not really say nothing that often, but this is your opportunity to say it.
Hey, Leon.
What is this?
Hey, Leon.
Somebody gonna need some tums tomorrow.
Where is Rob at? I can't believe Rob ain't on this mic.
Man, you know they ain't coming They got a ritual, man. Fuck is you talking about? You know they got a ritual. Yeah. We're not gonna come on the show today before the race, and we're not gonna do
what
all that. You
said,
know, we're gonna.
What I heard you said, Big Dragon Michael, for that kill deal.
Oh,
Dragon drawing with those mobiles.
Hey man.
Oh.
Hey, Sam, can I ask you a question?
Uh huh.
Sam, could you have ever thought that Rob wasn't gonna raise nobody this year? Every time it's event, he got a birthday party and funerals and all that shit to go to, and he got to do something with the family. Have you ever noticed that it's every fucking weekend, every time it's a race? When it ain't no race, he ain't doing nothing, and he still ain't locking in.
Hey, boy, I think somebody been blowed up. It's hard to have more pressure and don't do no racing. It's hard.
No, it ain't. It's some guys that's like that down here. I'll stop that. We had this discussion already.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Y'all take over the show. I'll be right back.
And he's car in the garage and ramming on it, and then coming back on the phone talking about, you hear that, Leon? And they ain't racing no motherfucking. Now stop.
Yeah. You got to come here.
Hey, Leon, you done said this shit for at least 7 years in a row. You know who the fuck gonna race every year. You know they got them three lords gonna race. When Preacher Boy ready, he gonna race. You know they got them Vaughn gonna race. Sometimes, you know they got them, what they got named, Lenny. You know Lenny and Pete, man, you know who gonna race. Man, stop it, man. You know who's gonna race every goddamn year. Ground and pound, like what they see, they gone. Man, please. You know who's gonna race. Sam gonna race at his race. He gonna have two races a year. He gonna race at both of his races. Or he gonna try to lock in at his race. July. Oh, shit. Vic gonna race. That goddamn Vic gonna race. Don't give a fuck about nothing. What is crazy ass?
What's up, Charlie?
What up, Lenny?
What up, Dave?
You know who gonna race, Leon. Stop that. You don't hit 315 nowhere in the picture, man.
There ain't no goddamn Lenny.
Who the fuck is that?
Who that?
Double D? Hey, Double D, you let me get in the pack, you stankin' motherfucker.
Man, you said you was betting against me, motherfucker.
Man, there you go lying. I said depending on how y'all rate. Now stop it, you stinking nasty motherfucker.
Man, I didn't even see you. You said you ain't even know we were right. You know we were right.
I didn't know.
I didn't know now.
Didn't nobody tell me.
They was bad like a motherfucker over there by the
I house. Know they was, but
like
you ain't listening. I got my bet on. But I just could have got more. I got my bet on now. I got me a G on the side, right on the sideline. And 100 on the side. I got me 1,100 now.
Been over there like us. Them Detroit boys talking about, man, we going to bet the gap, man.
Lord.
Money.
Yeah, well, I miss. But you know what? That's what I tell you, Double D. I ain't no motherfucking car booty. The fuck I'm going to be standing around your car for all day? I was meaning it, baby.
It ain't that. It's just, hey, it was up there gambling. I thought you was...
No, I get that, but I didn't know they was gambling. All I know is when I pulled in the track, me and you was bullshitting around, and I said, look, Tony, is your car coming? He said, yeah, it's coming. I said, what you want to do, WD? WD? He said, put skin in there, you're going to get in the back tire. You said, no. I didn't know y'all was going to race, man. Come on, man, stop it. Then when I looked up, they said, look, Tony and so-and-so finna race. Look, Tony, call my phone. Tell me, do I want to get in the pot? I said, how y'all raising? I'm getting on the break. I said, shit, I'm betting with the vet. You crazy the motherfucker. Now, I'm going to tell you what God love now. I'll tell you what God love now. Y'all have been running head up. I'd have betted with him. Y'all ran head up to the ace. Nigga, he said he giving you the break out the back door. I said, ooh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus Christ. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I ain't like that.
Man.
Hey, believe it or not, do y'all know the weekend is back again?
Yeah, it's time to play. It's time to play, man. Double D, I finally get to see your cargo. Hey, Double D, I finally get to see your cargo. Boy, you was trying to rob me with Kamala, baby.
I wasn't trying to rob you, man.
That ain't shit. You gonna run me through the sandbox. You gonna run that sand on me
Hey, that shit ain't funny, bro.
No, it's over with. It is funny. Not motherfucker. It's over with.
Sandbox shit, man.
It's over with, motherfucker. You straight.
No, you know what? Like I was telling Leon, I said, you know, when you so you, I didn't check the track, man. I'm so used to running, and you're running 41 and the Grove. You got three turnoffs, so I'm looking for that last turnoff, and it won one. All I know is I heard a scraping sound and shit. I was in the sand. I said, damn.
Yeah, that was my fault, man.
That was my fault for not checking the track. That was my bad.
Yeah.
That's It's all good though. I broke one of my lower control lines, so I got to order me another one. So that's the only damage. That's it.
I was saying, at least you checked it and found out what you broke. Shit.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing. I got a lot of rocks sitting in my fucker. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Baby, come back.
I heard Carmela Harris. Got action, huh? Y'all, man, I keep telling you, man,
I'm going to race, motherfucker. If I like it, we gone. If I like it, you call me, whatever you can say, scary, all that. I don't want none of that.
I ain't say none of that. I know you're going to race.
You did say that. You tried it. You tried to put it that day we was like this. That was good. You tried to pull it. I know it was a tactic. Hey, I know it was a tactic, but I wasn't going. Hold on.
What's up, Stokey? How you been doing, man?
Man, I'm all good, dog.
What's up?
And
Double D.
Finish
hey, Double D.
Motherfucker, Double D.
You ought to be ready. You ought to be ready for that Corvette Mr. B got now, baby. I want to be with you. Don't get on today.
What Corvette?
Man, now you talking about what Corvette? The man been trying to race you with a Corvette forever.
Man,
he trying to race you with a
Corvette. Man, let me see the title to the motherfucker. See the name.
Oh, oh no! Hey, Double D, come on, man, don't do that, man. I had a whole bunch of respect for you, man. You just did some shit like that, man. Please don't do that. Don't do that on, especially on a national show. Good God Almighty, man!
I'm just fucking around.
Show him the title, man. We ain't never seen his title, Bebop. Uh-oh, they're going to be box. Damn.
Hey, we're going to run that Vet with the National. National be ready in a minute. You got to head up action.
Okay, Double D.
Yes, sir. You got to head up action with this National, baby.
Okay, Double D.
They got a V6 in the National.
V6 in
the National. Man, I'm going to get it. I'm going to go get a Nazi with a V6 and try you, boy. You ain't nobody.
Hey, man, you got a V6 in the Super.
I'm going to start all over. I'm going to go get a Nazi with a V6 and try you, boy.
Okay.
What's
up, Mr. B? Mr. B, hey, Mr. B, you betted against me, man. I should have took that bet, man, but somebody else shot him back.
What I missed? White Castle, your mic open.
Everybody was jumping in, man.
I wish y'all knew Mr. B was betting against you. I got his ass, too.
Man, he would have ate his ass up like popcorn.
Double D, talk to me. Is that Double D?
What's happening, Big Sam? Yes, sir.
What's going on, little brother?
What's happening?
Man, I can't call it, man.
Out here working.
Yeah. Oh, now he's your little brother because he won the race. Poor Sam, he jumped out.
Yeah.
Jumped out, Sam.
He won shit before he won.
Hey, he won shit before he fucked me up with the National. Now he's your little brother. He won three in a row. He your little brother died. Because you can't.
Sam can't win.
Now you his little brother and shit. Hey, he going to go get his little brother on the first place. Hey.
What's wrong with him? Unbelievable.
Hey, man, look, I'm the same nigga. Whether you win or lose, man, I'm going to be with you or against you. Tear your ass up or don't bet at all and fuck you, and I'll bet it with you. Nah. That don't mean shit. The other told him, give you the break again. That's my man, 100 grand. I'm trying to have him fuck you up. He want to give you the break. That's on him. I'm going with you, motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking about? I got me 1,100. Got me 1,100 on the side, baby. I wish I could have got in your pocket, put 2,000-3,000 in that motherfucker. I'm trying to go off. Fuck are you talking about?
I got a question.
Threatening, boy. Randy know what's going on.
Is that Sugar Bear? Do I hear Sugar Bear in the background?
Yeah, that Sugar Bear. Double D won't even answer the man.
Go ahead. Sugar Bear,
your mic is open.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
How did you run off the end of the track in that new car?
Hey, man, I couldn't see down there, man. It was too dark.
No, yeah, he didn't know what. Hey, Bebop, he thought it was the third return road or the second one. He thought it was a cutoff, and it wasn't.
Third turnover.
He went all the way to the end, and it wasn't.
I saw the second one. So I'm thinking it's going to be a third one. Then when I looked up, I heard a scraper sound, and I was in the rocks, man. So, yeah.
But you must have known where the finish line was at for you to go way down there.
Well, like I said, I didn't check everything. Like I said,
say it again, B.
I didn't check everything.
Man, I keep telling y'all, y'all sending me late.
Say it again,
B-Bop.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, Bebop. If he can do that same job again, I can get paid. Fuck him. I'm going with the lady.
I got what you're saying, but you gonna fuck something up, mainly himself. So how do you not know where you're going in a car that slow?
Hey, I know, man. It ain't gonna happen again, Mr. B.
I know one thing, Bebop.
Yeah.
It was slow than a motherfucker. But I like him getting the break, because it was too slow, motherfucker.
Yeah, we were straight crawling, baby.
Yeah.
It was a good race.
I like the one with the break. Man, that chick wasn't good, motherfucker. You got him. You donkey slammed this motherfucker ass. You crazy? Now, they got the video all on the internet now. Ooh, we that motherfucker. You got the fuck out of him, man. You had my TP cars on the tone.
Hey, man, let Tony Kane down there and check on me and make sure I was all right, man.
Oh, he going to do that now. He's a gentleman and a scholar now.
But here we go again. Now, here's a man that put on brakes. He's running behind you for his life, behind you. You ready to stop that old car or a new car? Shit, ain't because I don't know if the Dodge new or old. But he stopped that old big two-flat building.
Now, that Dodge newer than that vet. That Dodge newer than the vet.
Yep, Double D, what year that car is, about 16, 15?
No, Double D, that's an old ass, Bebop. That motherfucker old.
That's a new car, bro. Shit.
Right, but I'm saying they ain't new as that goddamn Dodge. It ain't new as that goddamn Dodge.
Okay, Dodge must be about 17.
15.
Okay. Yeah.
But still, the Dodge.
I got to check my brakes, too, man. I got to go on my brakes, too, man.
Ain't nothing. The brakes is your foot fucked up. There ain't nothing wrong with the car.
Foot fucked up?
he just didn't see that finish line and hit the brake.
Hey, my brake pedal, look. Brake pedal was a little soft, though, man. I got to check brakes, Eva. Let me check them out.
Though, I'm glad you didn't hurt yourself, because I just didn't understand that.
Like, I didn't man would hurt himself. I cried. You think I want him to hurt himself? I want to peel his fucking cap.
Yeah, I said, man, where he going?
Everybody,
hey, you think I want that motherfucker to retire? Talking about he ain't driving no more.
What he did, you over there on Damon Ford. He went all the way to goddamn Africa.
Sure did, but I just knew it wasn't no rock down there. I didn't think it was none of that shit.
We're going down to get on the break.
Hey, I didn't think it was no rock down there either. I thought I was just gonna bag up and then go back to the second return row and then come on up out of there. I didn't know it was rock down there either.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting on the health of my partner, and then we're gonna turn up the fire on your side. When that's there to be ready? When you have your control on?
I ain't have my track control on.
Man, Double D ain't going to run. This motherfucker
nah,
so much.
He said, you
going to
have your control.
Man,
I heard him. Ain't that something?
Man, that motherfucker ain't going to run. I'm just thinking, no. Fucking hell.
I'm going to run, though, man.
Hey, he got a hell of a groupie fucking with that mouth, man. Listen, I ain't never seen a cow from cow this helpful. Oh, and hands on.
Hey, but you know what, though, Bebop? That go back to what you told me a long time ago, and me and you know what I'm talking about. Look at all them people over there. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at that. Shit. Yeah. And they think they're going to rape me, you lying motherfucker.
Ooh, you know what, I got a plan too, though, man.
Come on.
Yeah, I got a plan
too. The bigger the family, the bigger the funeral.
Fucking right.
Everybody plays the fool.
Hey, Mr. B.
Sometimes.
I'm not trying to burn me out, man, but you was betting against me. I'd have had you burn me out, man.
Listen,
baby.
I'd have had you and Shawty up there, man.
Hey, listen, when I heard...
Hey, it was a Chicago thing. It was a Chicago thing.
Hey, but you know what's fucked up, though? You had already told me, Double D, hey, man, let's go ahead and fuck somebody up. I was looking for you a victim. Man, I looked up, they said him and little Tony running. I said, who really? I looked up Tony and called
him. I did tell Shawty that. I sure did.
Yeah.
I said, this
before you and little Tony locked in. Then before y'all was racing.
You might as well go after some of them Detroit boys, man.
I was looking for you a victim. I didn't see no motherfucker that you would run because, you know, I like to gamble. I said, get down with him, head up. You going to tell my nah, I need a spot and all that shit. So when I looked up, you had did your job. You got a spot. I said, damn. He got him one.
Like I see that, I'm like, I see Tony make a shakedown. Kind of like out of my peripheral.
Yeah.
When he swung, I said, man, that motherfucker got a trans like he went to see Don Taylor. That thing shifted so hard. Boy, that thing was making a move. I said, he looked pretty good. I said, okay. They wasn't talking about doing nothing, so I wasn't following him no way.
Right.
I said, man, when they said, look, Tony's going to be in the break, I said, man. I looked at Tony Carr, I'm like, well, this way, and that's that way. I hear him crying on the wood. I said, well, you might know something. I said, okay, big Jim shoe wearing motherfucker.
Hey, Mr. B, you just took the words out of my mouth. If I just came up and looked at the car and saw them motherfucking balloons, I'm going with the Dodge. Give me the Dodge. But goddamn it, I had the privilege of hearing that motherfucking vet file. When I heard that bitch, I said, shit. I said, little Tony, 1,300 pound heavy than that motherfucker. Give me the Chevrolet. You crazy?
Yeah.
Man, please, that bitch was rough and good. God almighty.
Double D, a cold, calculated coward. You was going to sit that close to him. You was going to stick that knife right under your neck and cut your
throat. Oh, yeah. Man, I'm telling that motherfucker, he crazy. He did better give me a nickel. I wouldn't have took that up out the back door.
You told him, dude, 206. That man turned white when you told him that.
Sure did. He talking about, get out the back door. I said, get to me an ace, motherfucker. You just finna give me the breaking ace.
You thought about it a little bit, y'all. You thought about it a little bit.
Man, I told you, give me two in the break to that eight, motherfucker. I'm going to think on your ass. You were scared to death. You was going to blow my ass up. You was going to catch me ride the gate. I can't 60 nowhere near with you. Nowhere near. That man's going to catch me ride the gate, Bebop.
Yeah, if he could play away from you. Listen, I just had the privilege of sitting in and a kill. I guess he was acting like he would have did something tonight.
Man, that man lying like a motherfucker. All he had to call me, I'd have been out there on his ass. He's going to fuck me up. I'm going to fuck him up. I'd have been out there putting this motherfucking ding-a-ling in his ass. Fuck, we got to wait for. Hey, Mr. B, you know my motto. If I'm going to the motherfucking Las Vegas, to lose some money. I want to lose it right now. I don't want to wait the whole motherfucking weekend and lose it later on. Fuck are you talking about? Tap my ass up now. Motherfucker.
Yeah, they were saying this and that on the phone, but I didn't hear it. I just heard it through the grapevine, these allegations and things were being alleged. And I said, man, God damn.
He better win the scene, little Tony. That's all I can tell you. Better have some balloons on that motherfucker.
He asked me, he said, D-Doc, get you there. And I said, man, I don't know. I said, I'll see you tomorrow. I don't know if you got them Alexander McQueen's on or... I said, I don't know, motherfucker.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I don't give a fuck who like it or don't like it. He better not look nothing like he looked when he ran Terrio. I'm going to knock fire out his ass.
Damn,
I'm guaranteeing victory then.
I,
he better not look like that, motherfucker.
I said, well, I'll see tomorrow. Cause if he got them PF flies on, I know what's going to happen. So, I got a question for the host. You got your cards together?
Oh, shit.
Hostess, doing the mostest.
Man, the host got damn it and went in the bush.
Oh, he honing off the show right now.
He in the bush.
He tried to end it about 30 minutes ago, so he on and off right now. We actually
now
running the show.
There might be some head bumping from the weekend.
What do you mean?
Y'all know he on the show.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Halo,
man. I said, you got to be easy, Tweety. He said, man, motherfucker. And I said, what?
No, y'all ain't going to bump no head. You ain't going to see nothing but one car.
I said, Tweety. I don't know. Whatever you thinking, that ain't happening. And Tweeka, you can't have both cars at the track. I said, I don't know, man. I don't know what he's going to have at the track. Yeah?
Y'all some bad motherfuckers.
He was supposed to have both. Honeybee, but he just gonna have the bracket guy.
Yeah,
he's supposed to have both, but changing plans or something. So
yeah.
Just the bracket guy.
Yeah, so they said my constituents told me, said, did you see how Lalo was looking at the track? I said, how was he looking? He said, man, that man looked like he had shot some coke in his arm. I said, what?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you see an eyeball? I said, no, I wasn't looking at an eyeball. I said, man, that man saying he can get a grudge and money in a thing and get it up there. I said, whoa. What did he say? He said, get it up there. I said, woo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was like training day, baby. That's my baby.
Yeah, he was Lonzo for real.
Yeah.
And you might hear what was in the background singing. Everybody plays the
theme. I hadn't seen him look like that since the 90s.
You better say it again. They said, he looked like he's got some coke in his arm. I said, what? He said, man, you see a man open his eyes and lean forward? I said, hold on. See, them guys don't know about them 59 speed days, you know.
Man, that man always do my ball always look like that, but when he get geeked, he really be geeked.
Yeah. I don't know nothing about that. Then they said his brother was out there. I said, man, I'm sure you didn't hear right now. Money wasn't gonna be a thing. It was gonna be Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri. Right there.
Yeah, he did come late on.
I didn't see Kyle in person.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he sure can.
I got
to check in
on it. I tell you that. I said, you can get my apparel ready. I ain't trying to hear nothing. I tell
you,
you
said
get my apparel ready. I ain't trying to hear nothing.
Yeah, now you talking to
the apparel. So he sent me a message. They gave it to somebody. Raylo got it or something. I said, okay. Okay. Good copy. I'd be damned if I walk around with these pretty. If his dry fit,
it might be different, but I don't know what he sent me, a T-shirt
right.
or jacket.
Yep.
I'd rather have a jacket. All right,
the jacket.
Yeah, so when I'm wet, I'm dry.
Man, what's your normal shirt size? Because they usually run true to life, but what's your normal, what's your size?
Yes.
Because I'm about to put me an order in.
Yeah.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. No exceptions.
Yeah, me, you blew my wig back.
I did that, Mr. Beaker. I was trying to wake up because, you know, I be having good sleep and shit. These other motherfuckers can't sleep. They can't sleep, man.
Why they can't sleep?
Because they know I'm going to tear that ass up. They know I'm going to put that dick in their ass.
Okay, now what's the tip three rate?
Head up out the back door, off the flashlight, leave before the flashlight you lose.
Ooh, I don't like that. Leave before the light. You know, it's like the bar cage. Anticipation, but I mean, you know, you can jump the shit out of that thing and you just show whoever with you that you just don't blatantly jump. But
let me say it again.
I don't like that, like to lose the whole pot. I hope for you losing a percentage of it. Boy, you just come your ass back online, man.
I like it, B. Fuck it. Shit.
Well, it gets the race off.
I know this. And motherfucker think they want to think. More pressure on him than me. He's scared to death. He never ran for nobody like that. No, no money like that, man. I don't give no fuck about him. I agree to all his rules. He ain't nobody. Who the fuck is he? He race. I got to try.
You know what? I should have called.
You let him set the tone. You said, okay.
He took an offside bet.
He said, Terry taking offside bet?
No, Keel taking offside bet. I should have called old Terry.
Oh, yeah. Man, Akeel ain't taking no offside bet. Hey, Bebop, how he taking offside bet? The man said 1 on 10. I said, lock, motherfucker. Then he broke it down to 1 on 5. If he was taking all side bets, he left it 1 on 10. He need no fucking side bets.
I'm telling it like I bought it.
Man, he just want to see who a motherfucker betting with, man. He getting scared by a minute. I kind of hate it that a lot of motherfuckers betting with me. Because they ain't doing no understanding. But fuck it. And locked in now. Fucking pay it off.
You know what
I learned?
Man.
Some money is better than no money. I take the lock up, motherfucker. You scared? Come on.
Man, listen. He was talking to Big Richard and told Big Richard, is that all you want to bet? So he bet now. So he said, Big Richard, why don't you make it a whole G-ball? And he had me laughing because, you know, he said, yeah. I said, this motherfucking boy.
Man, please. Okay.
He said, Bebop, what you betting? I said, look, man, I know when I get to. That's why I said, if you got some Alexander McQueen's and some Gucci flip-flop slides, I know something is. Yeah. He started laughing like you did. I said, yeah. I guess he didn't think I knew nothing about them shoes. I don't know. Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'll be out there. I'll have something in.
No exception.
That's right.
That's the best part of the song. There's no exception to the rule.
Say, is anybody going to set on Keel's affair and wait around for the grudge session to go on, or what's everybody going to be waiting on Vaughn race? Or?
Yeah, we going, man. Fuck it. We going to all the shit, man. It's COVID, man. You got to go when you can have fun. Shit. Fuck it.
Joe Leah.
Hey, don't let me fuck around and win. I'm going to pay the first 10 motherfuckers way in. Shit.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Whoa.
Man.
Just pay my way in. I ain't gonna be the first 10 in, you know.
Hey, man, you mighty truculent.
Yeah.
All I can tell you, if I win, that's me. That's all I can tell you, baby. All I can tell you, brother.
Yeah, I got to check on my partner because he got COVID now. I think he got COVID.
Ooh.
I heard from Charlie.
The motherfucker who sent me the number?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, shout out.
Driver, is it?
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, I was unsuccessful, so I want to put a little pressure on this motherfucker, double D cast. I'm going to help you guys.
I can't believe that man said.
Only how he gonna run is my name. Like,
man, I told you that sound like, you know, I don't want him saying that because it sound like the shit Cali dumbass used to say. If you got the money and the bank account got to be in your name and all that shit. You know, Kim did that shit last week to me. I said, listen to him.
What do you do?
He said the only way he gonna raise me if I show him my tax returns for 30 years and all that. He only running people with 9-to-5 jobs and all that. I shouldn't have locked his ass in.
Oh,
see, I don't be thinking about all that shit. Man, I swear on Jesus Christ, the man said that shit, man. He said a whole bunch of shit. At first he was saying he don't want to run because we on bullshit, like I got something to do with what Terrio did to him and all that old shit. You know what I'm saying?
There's
a lot of goofy ass shit he was saying. I couldn't even believe I'd have locked him in.
Yeah,
I want him though.
Man.
But listen, it wasn't. He kind of said that ain't what it was, but he keeps saying, yeah, I just want to race. And guess what else he said, Bebop? I want to make it clear, Michi, before we lock in. You got to stay in your lane. Where the fuck do that come from, Bebop? Man say I got to stay in my lane. Like, I'm going to go and try to hit him on purpose. So he, all this shit is reflecting back to this Terrio shit. He gay, man. The nigga gay. So that's what I'm telling you. That's how I know it's reflecting back to the Terrio shit. Then he first called me. Hold on, Bebop. When he first called me, he called me 2 weeks ago. Talking about, look, man, I just want to race, man. We could just keep it private and, you know, I don't want people there. And I didn't tell no motherfucker that we was racing. Every motherfucker in America know we racing. He called every motherfucker under the sun. But he don't want me calling nobody. Like he don't want me calling Terrio and I guess RBL. You know what I'm saying? All that old gay ass shit, man. That shit that's gay to me. I said, listen to this. Then he finally come on around and locked in. You know, he was waiting. You know, he was making it up, Bebop. So, who gives a fuck? He was making it up. He was stalling, Bebop.
Hey, Mr.
He was stalling because he was in the shop.
Yeah.
He was stalling.
I only say what I say. I get this shit from you.
Double
I get this shit from Charlie. That's why I say what I do.
Hold on. Hey, Double D. Don't blame it on me, because I ain't never seen no motherfucker got to have no title to no cop.
Okay.
He got to have his own money and all this shit.
Just hear me out.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I get it from another motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but look.
Did you not say last year, hey, we'll try any motherfucker with an overdrive transmission. You got to have an overdrive transmission.
Overdrive transmission don't have nothing to do with the title and where your money coming from and if you got a 9-to-5.
Okay.
That's not the same thing, Double D.
I'm not saying all that shit a kill said with that 9-to-5.
No, I know that. I'm just telling you it ain't the same thing.
Okay.
Not the same thing. You trying to make it the same thing, but it's really
even
not.
Even if you want it to be, that's your competition level, that's on you.
That shit ain't the same thing.
I'm reaching motherfuckers
that got 9-to-5 like me is, you know, I got too much to lose and all that old gay ass shit. You know, it's just too much going on. Too much bullshit going on. Yeah, come on, B.
For some odd reason, he wanted the show from tax returns and a 9-to-5. He can lock his motherfucking ass in and get it up to.
Yeah.
If he want to do that.
Yeah. But you know, it ain't worth that to me, though. If you got to go through all that, then you can sit your ass on down. I ain't even got to.
This woman showing up, though, when he's saying, she be saying out of his mouth or whoever his crew enlightening him on to say what the fuck he's saying. That's
hey,
but B, you've been,
he said
B, you've been around
shit.
Too long.
I just didn't say
that.
That.
Y'all made
the man
them.
The
somebody made them.
You sell drugs and all. That man was saying all kind of shit, man. I said, listen at him. I don't take offense to it. I don't take offense to the shit. Fuck him. I'm going to try to tag to his motherfucking pocket. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Hey, I like, like I said, if it's something I like, man, I agree to it. I ain't no problem with it.
No, but then you should like it's another motherfucking king of the year with niceness on it, so you should love it.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
like
I'm not saying I am. I ain't saying I'm not.
That
being my
stuff.
Hey, I agree to it.
Listen,
no,
listen,
I
hear
what
you're saying.
Look, when I went to 42, I didn't even have no lock-in. I just ended up locking in while I was up. I need mine to lock in.
And listen, I like how y'all orchestrated whatever you orchestrated, because I don't recall seeing a car like your car even up there.
Sure was.
Anything remotely close was mouse man with the speaker. And then when y'all talked over there, you said, hell no, that blew right on out the window.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there's no other car. The only car looked like yours was Lil Tony and Kamala.
Right, and I told you W.D. your face. I said, you a coward, motherfucker. I said, you the bull that man about you out the way.
Everybody
plays the food.
He got him two victories. He blew my ass out.
All right. Hey, the only thing is, hey, when you lock a race in, Mr. B, you try to get what you like. And if somebody go for it, you agree to it, they agree to it, y'all lock it in.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but he just said if they not agreeing to it and you can do something different, you should be doing something different. That's all he's saying. But you ain't got to do it. You do what the fuck you want to do with your car.
Hey, man, when they was in the staging lanes back there, Cal City Cal popped a hatch, or somebody popped a hatch. And I looked, I said, ooh, wait.
But you know what, though, Bebop? But that's what I learned, though. That's why it ain't a lot of racing. Because it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers helping. I see that. The whole bunch of motherfuckers riding the bandwagon. I said, look at them.
Yeah.
And you know something, Mr. D? This is how I judge shit. The motherfuckers that's riding the bandwagon don't hardly race. They only better when they got something sweet. You know a motherfucker got something sweet. Got, hey, Mr. Bebop, I swear to Jesus Christ. When I see that shit you see, Bebop, I ain't never had heard Double D car. I said, give me the vet. Everybody gonna try to, you know, they try to be slick in the staging lane. They try to say it in front of Lil Tony, like I'm scared of Lil Tony. Hey, Shorty, who you betting with? I said, the vet, motherfucker. And that's before I even heard it crank up. Man, I see Cal City Cal, all them, they wanna rob a motherfucker. All them, they heating the bottle up and everything. I said, ooh, wee, give me the vet. I ain't know who was betting with. I ain't no bookie bet. I'm knowing bookie betting with the vet, though.
Oh, yeah. He
but I ain't look for no bookie or no motherfucker. I ain't going to ask that question. Man, when he fired that motherfucker up, my money had insurance on it, Bebop. When he fired that bitch up, I said, good God almighty.
I'm kind of astonished that you didn't ever hear before this.
Hey, Bebop. Hold on, Bebop. Ask Double D, did I ever hear that motherfucker? Double D, have I ever heard your vet?
No, sir.
I ain't never heard that bitch Bebop. I'm looking at what's going on now. Ain't no goddamn fool.
When he was at 41, he was running at that Regal.
I was gone, Bebop. I wasn't there. I wasn't there when he ran that Regal. Yeah, I was gone.
He fired that thing up, right?
Yeah, I think you had a race on, you had a race.
Yeah, I had a race on New Dorney. I was gone.
Okay,
I got on about it.
And he fired that thing up and put it in the water. I said, look at that thing. It was whooping all up like them piano.
Shit.
He ain't sitting over the hood. Over the window.
Hey, Bebop. Oh, hey, Bebop. I had never heard that bitch in my life when the goddamn Caucasian Persuasion come up. I said, what you want to do with them, Double D? He said, that car was at the Grove yesterday. He runs pretty good. I said, oh, man. don't know what it is. I'm lying, Bebop.
What kind of car it was?
That old Mustang.
Oh, he talking about old boy with that Mustang.
Yeah, that old Mustang. He pull up.
Mike Vecino, dude.
Old street car. Oh, Mike, yeah. Pull up. I said, I have Mike beat your motherfucking ass. He said, WD said, what are you going to give me? Mike Vecino said, oh, that car was at the Grove yesterday. It runs pretty good. I said, uh-oh. They're going to give you shit. Get your ass down,
oh.
Motherfucker. I never heard Double D car in my life. I said, Double D, start it up. He said, why did I start it up for? I said, oh, okay. Man, I got on him. I wouldn't study this car no more. I ain't see that motherfucker no more that day. He didn't give a fuck about his car.
I ain't want no smoke with that old turbo Mustang.
Yeah, you don't never want no smoke. You don't want to gamble. You a robber, motherfucker.
I'm
betting with you, man. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. I'm betting with you.
We got the turbo cars, too.
Man, you not listening, man. You not listening. You saying you got a turbo car, but you giving it, but you going to get, but you going to get my turbo car spot. You going to get my turbo car spot, though. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't worried about no fucking turbo car. Why would you give me a spot? And I'm got a turbo car, but you won't run the other turbo car.
If I'd have gave you two on the brake today, you was going to lock that shit in.
You not listening to me, Double D. We not talking about that. I'm asking you a question. Why you got to get a turbo car for that turbo car, but you ain't going to get no turbo car for my turbo car? That's all I'm asking you, sir. You coming to all some other shit, man, that don't mean nothing.
Yeah, because we got some turbo cars that accommodate that Mustang.
Man, get the fuck. Hey, Bebop, the man was giving me,
man,
the man was giving me two in the brake.
One more time.
And he said, I got nitrous and everything on my car, and I ain't got damn nitrous on it. I was dead for the word go.
You had a nice little old talk, man. I explained to you about talking about under people clothes and all that. If you don't want to run, just say you don't want to run.
Man, Double D said, man, you got nice and everything on your car. I said, no, I don't. Lock the fuck in. I'm going to show you how you got nothing on.
You be highly disappointed if you get this car.
Hey, I knew I was dead then when he thought I had nice on.
You sound real low. I can't hear what you said.
I said, you would be highly disappointed if I started looking under your dress and telling everybody what's up under your dress.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, why you
like I told you before,
man.
I'm just a little bit more gangster than you. You're going to twist your ass like they doing twisting. I want you to get on
hey,
up there.
Man. Hey, Mr. B, you got your day coming. It ain't. It just.
Damn.
I'm just scratching it off the calendar, man. It's coming. So just be. You're going to get your turn and get knocked upside your head, too. It's coming.
Damn.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
You sound like the rest of Americans around the world. When the next stimulus check coming?
Hey, look, Mr. B, look, you are somebody. I'm a nobody. You shouldn't get fucked up by nobody.
Hey, Mr. B, Bob, you know what I don't understand?
What you understand, man?
I'm going to see if you notice this, and I don't need you to agree with me. I need you to put me in my place if I need to be in my place.
Come on, man.
You notice I be trying to run certain motherfuckers, and they make me wait 6 months, a year. But if they try to run me today, I don't make them wait. If I try to make them wait, they ain't going to even run me.
So,
that shit is amazing to me, B-Bop.
Listen, Shawty.
But I'm trained to go, though.
Shawty,
I'm trained to go.
You race ready?
No. No, I'm not, man. No, I'm not. I'm a fucking race ready. Hold on. Stop, Double D, because you sound stupid. If I was race ready, motherfucker, that bitch would have a parachute on it. That bitch ain't race ready. That's a brand new car, motherfucker. I drive it down trying to get the white over.
I'm just saying.
I'm ready with everything. You not ready.
Okay,
you ain't going to get out with your motherfucking pickup truck.
If you ready, you ready. I mean.
But I'm not. But you're not listening. I'm not ready for your vest.
No.
I'm not ready for that.
I'm not saying nothing.
Well, then I'm not ready then.
I'm not ready. When you just
Double D.
Don't
be ready. It takes 6 months to a year and all that.
No, that's not what I know. You missing the whole point, man. But I forgot though. You kind of slow. I just don't be on the tail deck. I want to gamble. You slow as a motherfucker now. There's a lot of slow motherfuckers around here now. But you a little slow though. You a little touch. You a little touch. I'm gonna touch your ass right on up though.
You got to think about what you've been doing over the years. People have heard what you said and they remember it. They highlighted it in the book. You put a big highlighter and highlighted it. You got all.
Man, who the fuck is this singing in the background?
Man, can
the juice,
can somebody please unplug the jukebox just for a few minutes?
I cannot hear him.
They motherfucking shit on mute, man. They mad because they ain't the star of the show or some shit.
Something
they tell us some shit. We having a goddamn conversation trying to get something established, goddamn it. I want to put my finger in this boy ass, and I'm quite sure he want to put his ears in mine again. Come on.
No, he don't. No, he don't. He ain't
hey. Okay, but
yes,
let him be a coward, though. Let me see if I can bring it up out of him, Kimo.
Okay.
You just
okay.
Stay on over there in Detroit, and let me worry about this over here. Let me run Chicago
you,
right now.
You don't know
now,
me.
What did you say, Double D? What did you say, Devil? You slow as a motherfucker.
I was just saying when you said that a lot of people, it take them 6 months to over a year.
That's not what I said. You're a liar. That's not what I said, sir. I said, Mr. B, ain't it ironic that I act a motherfucker to come on, let's go. They ready right now with their brand new car just like I'm ready. And then they say, no, they ain't ready. Then 6 months to a year later, they say, Skin, come on. I'll beat your ass with Kamala now. And I say, come on, motherfucker. That's what
but
I said,
won't
you
goddamn
idiot. I said, but they ain't going to do me like that. They ain't going to know. If I came out with Kamala and said, I ain't ready yet, they scared to death if I come up and say I'm ready, motherfucker. They going to think that bitch got a parachute, Willie Bob and everything on that motherfucker when I come. They ain't going to fuck with me like that. I got to keep racing, because they ain't going to fuck with me like that. You got to watch me. Y'all got to watch me go on Dodi, watch me go everywhere and race these people, watch the vet whoop me, then y'all say, come on, shorty, you got 20 brakes with a goddamn rail. It's okay, though. It's okay. Do what you keep doing.
Well,
I was just
saying something
to Mr. B, but you got a comprehension problem, motherfucker, because I didn't ever say that you wasn't ready. I never said that the cars that I'm trying to run wasn't ready, because I don't draw on cars that ain't ready. You ain't never seen me talking about no, hey, man, get out, and I know you ain't ready. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, look, I only said that because when that vet blows your ass out, you disappeared for a little while, motherfucker.
Man, you a liar. You know, I don't even know what you talking about, because that ain't even what we talking about. Now you saying some more. Now you doing some more. Faggot-ass dry snitching. No, that ain't what I said. Is that what I said, Gerald? Gerald, is that what I said?
I
man, dumb as shit, man. I told
you
this nigga dumb,
that's
man. I don't even fuck with him, because the nigga dumb as a motherfucker. I ain't saying nothing about what
you
said, Double D, would you calm down, man? I didn't say nothing about what Double D said. You just lied, motherfucker. You just said,
the only reason why I said that, because when the vet whooped you, you were gone.
You a liar. I wasn't going no motherfucking where, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? What the fuck am I going to do? Wake up in the morning and say, hey, Double D, where you at so you can see me? What the fuck is you talking about, nigga? I wasn't going nowhere. I was on the phone every day trying to race, and they wasn't trying to go. You just ain't heard me racing in a couple weeks after the vet whooped me because the bitch didn't want to go. You stupid motherfucker. You don't even know what the fuck you talking about, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I was on the phone every day asking the motherfucker what they want to do.
Every week.
And this dumbass nigga don't talk about how I was gone. You like a bitch, nigga. You ain't gone for I don't know how long. You ain't gone with that jack forever, motherfucker. We just talking. You probably had that bitch for 10 years. Who knows? That old motherfucker. So you say some bullshit, man. Because that ain't even what the fuck I said. I didn't say shit about what Double D said. I asked Mr. B a question. I was making a statement to Mr. B. You just jumping your little happy ass in, motherfucker. You don't even know what you're saying.
Okay. It's always been like that.
Damn,
boy. Oh, he was
yeah, that's all I was saying to you, B-Bop. All I said was what I said. I said it's a conspiracy if I tell them, no, I ain't going to run you yet. What the fuck do yet mean, B-Bop? You know what the fuck yes mean? If I say, what y'all want to do with goddamn little tiny, and you say, I'm out. No, not just yet. We ain't going to try you just yet. That either means you ain't trying me because you got to prepare for me, or you just ain't going to run me yet, because if you run me, then you might not get some other race. But if you ain't racing nobody else, what else the fuck could it mean?
Nothing.
This motherfucker Double D just keep jumping in talking about he think I'm saying some shit he said. He's feeling guilty about something. Because he did to me, Mr. B. Hey, man, this motherfucker said, hey, man, you've been gone ever since that vet with you. What the fuck? I'm supposed to go out there and race by myself? Ain't no motherfucker trying to go. The fuck I'm supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, B-Bop? I was all on the west side snowing on that bitch. Oh, everywhere with the bitch. Ain't nobody doing nothing. The fuck I'm supposed to do? I ain't got to drive in my car every day, you coward motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
Y'all must ain't got shit up to drive. If y'all driving y'all shit every day, I put my shit up. Because that's what what the fuck I want to do with mine. I put it in the garage. Got 9,000 miles on. You niggas got 200,000 miles on your car, and you're mad at me. Don't get mad at me, motherfucker.
I think I know why.
That nigga's wrong.
Man, I'm just saying, let me say the gayest shit in America. They mad at me because my car ain't got 5,000 miles on. I've been having to get it over in their car. They had that car for 2 weeks and that bitch got 200,000 miles on it. You mad? Because you ride your shit every day. That ain't got nothing to do with me, motherfucker.
But don't get mad at them because they comprehend
you. I said, be sick of that gay ass shit. You ain't seen it. Who the fuck seen that damn bitch? When did you see this, D-Bop? He been asking me forever.
What are you talking about? One time, me and him was on the telephone.
And your child wrong.
Now stop me if I'm lying.
Okay, go ahead.
He was doing just what he's doing right now. And,
damn.
Miss Coop said, ain't you a little loud or something like that? And he said, you weren't saying that when I remodeled this basement, did something. And I said,
Goddamn,
that sounds like over here. Go downstairs, y'all. You making noise. You talk to him every day. I said, hey, this what goes on when you're trying to get a motherfucker to go. He can't ask when his dad went to sleep.
Yeah.
This ain't just started, Kareem.
Hey, Kareem, and I'm going to keep it real with you. I was only paying half the bills over there, but I been wanting to remodel the basement. So that's how I had to throw that out there. Mr. B was on the phone saying, oh, how the fuck you think I got this basement remodel? Talking shit to Mr. B now. Fuck is you talking about? Got to get him to go.
Man, I get it. I don't get it all the time like I used to, but it's like, was you just on the phone with him yesterday? I said, yeah, that's my friend. So y'all go at it like that? Yeah, we go at it like that. I'm going to have to come out there to the race and see what's going on. I said, well, come on. And you'll see what's happening.
Yeah, right.
Queen, you got to see. You ain't really seen the mouse man in that form. Man, he clucked me upside the head one night. And he had some gals with him. And I told them gals, he said, tell that nigga to get that money out of his pussy. I looked over there. I said, wait a minute. How do you know what to say? He said, hey, get that money out of your pussy. I said,
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo, and they looked real good, too. They looked real good. They look like they belong in the magazine. Kimo.
Queen, they hanging out the window. Looked like both of them was hanging out the same window. If I'm not mistaken, the man said, hey, Westside, get that money.
No, they said Mr. B. I said, call him Mr. B now, because respect on his name. They said, Mr. B, get that money out your pussy.
I don't even know them, Queen. It's just, and then I got to a place, and I like it. It turned me on.